It's time for Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedictine head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Coach Joel Osborne joins us, head coach of the BC Ravens, and we are getting set, Coach, for 2024. Welcome back, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom. We're excited. It's been a great offseason. We've had a few trials and tribulations within our program, some life things that have happened, and we've grown a lot. But we're just looking forward to getting started and getting to play a game.
Bottom line, how you feel coming in?
I feel like we've had a great fall camp. We had a really strong summer program. So I feel like our floor is set. For the most part, we're pretty healthy. Only time's going to tell when we play this game how we really feel coming out of it.
You know, I look at the starting lineups that you share with us, and, you know, usually every year I'm like scrambling, putting down a lot of new names and stuff. But this year, not too many. I mean, you've got a really solid core of guys who know the program and know the ins and outs here. They're coming back.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you return 18 starters, and, you got some key holes to fill. I think linebacker's one of those, but I feel like Zach Lacombe and Abram Phillips have had really good fall camps and are playing really strong right now. You know, and then the other one is, replacing our tackle from last year. So, that's going to be I think Britton Smith's ready to come into that role. He's done a great job. Just looking forward to seeing everybody grow. When you have that many guys coming back, the nice thing is you have a maturity about your team that I haven't had in the past, and I've really noticed that with our guys. We want to be a player-led program. I think even more so this year, that's shown, in everything we've done.
We've talked about, and you've talked about on the morning show the other day, so many guys who's got to spend the summer and continue to work out. The dedication that you're seeing here is great.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we had 146 guys here throughout the summer, did a lot of things in the community. We lifted 4 days a week. After lifting, they'd do running. And then we'd also do some 7-on-7, some drills and skills. But they did a lot in our community, added a lot of value to our community. And really did a great job of stepping up when our community needed them. And I feel like there's, a lot of good things going right there in terms of, like, the role models they're providing to the kids here. That's been great to see because I'm a parent, and I know I see it firsthand with my children.
Okay, Coach, so we're coming into game one. Am I going to look at this team and say, okay, I kind of recognize a lot of things that I've been seeing over the past couple of years, or am I going to see different things? Is it kind of the same sort of things that you've been running?
Yeah, I think, offensively, we're going to be in the run game a little different, but I really like what Coach Land's brought to the table. He's our run game coordinator that we hired, and, it's going to obviously feature Dalton Witherspoon. We've got a transfer running back, Xavier Ugorji, who I think is going to do some really good things for us, and then we've got to get Jayshon Todd touches, whether that's in the return game, running the ball, catching screens, you know, catching downfield routes. He's got to, his impact has to be felt. So, and then we'll use Jacob Gathright all over the place. You're going to see him lined up, you know, as our boundary receiver, lined up in the field, lined up outside, lined up in the slot. So he'll be all over the place, and that's going to be a big emphasis of ours, is to get Jayshon, Jacob, and Dalton going right away. And so then everything else will build off of that. But, you know, I'm really, really excited to see how week one goes. I think we've got a really good plan. You know, just in particular, Morningside's defense, if you look at what they do every year and what they did to us last year, they're very hard to go against. And statistically, they do a great job. So one of our main goals is to outrush Morningside, which is going to be very, very difficult to do when they return their quarterback, who's really a position player, but he's playing some quarterback. He's not listed as quarterback on the depth chart, and we all know that's a lie. His name's Lennox Brown, 6'3", 220 pounds, rushed for over 1,200 yards last year playing quarterback. So he was a load. Last year going into the season, he didn't have anything on tape. So there wasn't a whole lot you could game plan for. Now we've got a game plan for him. So,
well, you were kind of responsible for him getting to play football last year at the quarterback, because you were leading them early. They made a quarterback switch, brought this receiver in, who suddenly became a star at that position.
Yeah, and they had a good plan for him. And so, you know, we got after their freshman quarterback last year and forced him to turn the ball over and sacked him a lot. And so, you know, hopefully our defensive line and our defense will continue to do that this year. And on offense, we can take advantage of those turnovers.
Talking about the quarterback position, you've got Jackson back, and he brings a year of experience under his belt, and that's got to be helpful to get the ball to those guys you want to see touching it.
Yeah, and he's had a really good offseason. You know, he has really worked on his body and his nutrition, so he looks a lot better in his movements. He's more powerful. He's got a better arm than he did last year. And just the way he's processing things right now has been good. So we got to get him settled in and get him some easy throws. And then I think we need to stress the field and create some explosive plays over the top as well. And so that's going to be a challenge this game week one, but we're going to go out there and try.
We talked about Morningside being a quality opponent. First time we've been able to go up to their place and play them at their field. But last year, I mean, you took the ball away from them, what, five times?
Yeah.
I mean, you dominated in that. And so certainly your guys have got to go in saying, oh, we could do this thing.
Yeah, I think our guys are confident. They know that we're playing a quality opponent. It's going to be in a really tough environment on the road at night in front of a lot of people. So they're looking forward to the challenge.
What's Morningside going to show me? What am I going to see out there? What I saw last year, kind of, sort
of? I think you're going to see a disciplined team that's very physical, you know, and that doesn't make mistakes in special teams. And, you know, hopefully we can force them to make some mistakes, whether it's special teams or whether that's, you know, getting them mixed up in some coverage when we're on offense or on defense, getting them to turn the ball over. I think that would be a huge key for us.
And a guy came up with a couple of picks for them last year against you, but he's gone down. He's moved on to a different program at a different school, so they've got a little different personnel too.
Yeah, from a personnel standpoint, you look at, they have a lot of depth up front. They return pretty much every guy that we faced a year ago. Linebackers are really good. Their inside linebackers are returning All-American, the Pingle kid. And then in the secondary, they returned two of their guys, number six and number one, have experience. They're both really good players. One's a corner, one's a safety. And then, like you said, their best player in their conference last year on defense was number four. He showed up at our place and was lights out. And so he's not there anymore. So they've got Kid Harriman, number 14, a safety, and then Logan McCumber, number 24, corner, which he had some tape from last year playing a little bit. But those guys, you know, will be new to starting for them. So it'll be interesting to see how they line those guys up, because I think with us, you have to key Gathright. And if we move him around like we were going to do, then I think that's going to present some problems for him.
Coach, an exciting time. And like you say, you feel ready. The guys feel ready. Everybody's excited to go here today.
Yeah, we're really excited. I'm really proud of how our staff has handled the offseason. And they've worked really hard. We were stretched pretty thin there for a while when we lost some coaches. And then with the loss of Coach Pops, and, you know, we're going to wear a decal on the back of our helmet that's going to say Pops with a cross between the O. So that's where he's always with us. And, you know, so I'm just really excited.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Best of luck here tonight, man.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for Raven football this evening, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. First thing, I think the Ravens need to put pressure on the quarterback for Morningside. Last year, Morningside went through three quarterbacks. All three of those guys are back this year, and I'm not so sure they're exactly settled on which one they want to go with. The Ravens were able to get after the quarterback last year against Morningside and create turnovers. They created five turnovers. That leads us into point number two, or key number two to this game. You've got to capitalize off those turnovers. Last year, the Ravens were only able to score 17 points against this Morningside team after creating five turnovers. So the Ravens have to force the quarterback to be under some duress, capitalize on those turnovers, and lastly, the Ravens need to control the tempo of this game. Last year, Benedictine had the ball late in the ball game with the chance to salt it away and couldn't pick up a first down late in the game. I think they need to control the tempo of this game, be able to run the ball effectively against Morningside. You do those three things, and the Ravens could come away with a big win this evening against a top 20 opponent. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
Good evening, and welcome to Sioux City, Iowa, where the 2024 Benedictine College football season is getting set to begin. Ravens on the road here this evening, being hosted by the Morningside Mustangs. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studios, and Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts and Gus, we're high atop the stands. We have a beautiful view, a great facility, and a couple of teams who come into this game a little bit grumpy. I don't think either one's happy with last year.
Yeah, I don't think either team comes away from last season exactly thrilled with how it ended. If you're Morningside, you're upset that you didn't win the conference last year, as you're the 13-time winner of the GPAC, and you lost out in the first round of the playoffs. For Benedictine, the one thing they've got to look at and they can't be thrilled about was that they missed the playoffs and had a golden opportunity, had Mid-America at home to finish the regular season. So both these teams looking to wipe the slate clean and get things started here tonight.
And to get that underway, the flip of the coin won by the Ravens, but Benedictine has elected to defer. Last year seemed like when they win the flip, they wanted to get their offense on the field quickly. Today, they're going to defer, and Morningside will accept the football. Cullen Bruner putting it on the tee. Cullen, the senior from Marceline, Missouri, going to be kicking it off to Drew Sellin. Lincoln Harnley, the return man. Yes, Cullen's been around the Raven team for a long time, does a fantastic job. Right foot soccer-style kicker with the sun at his back. The advance, the boot, in over end, high, straight away. Retreating and taking it at the one-yard line where it's dropped. Picked up at the five. Up the right hash mark, hit and buried at the 10-yard line by Cole Johnson. Cole Johnson coming off a great season last year. That time on kick coverage, gets down the field. And what happened right there is the return man, Jalen Birch, fielded that ball, but we talked about it during warm-ups, looking right into the sun, which is setting over here to our right. And, yeah, lost track of it. And for Morningside, they're going to start this possession at their own 10-yard line. Let's be very clear. This field running east and west has Morningside moving into the sun. It's 87 degrees. 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing across the field. Barometric pressure 29.93. It is crystal clear skies. It is hot. And it's a fast track. Pass over into the left line. It's going to be caught at the 19-yard line, bringing a tackle in up very close to the first down marker on the far side. Quick pass over to the left flat, and they're saying move the sticks. That time working over there in coverage, Kyle Rowland makes the tackle, but not before. Morningside able to move the sticks, the first and 10 out to the 21-yard line. 14:35 left here in the first quarter of play. Junior quarterback Zach Chevalier. With a running back to his right side, is going to wrap around. The handoff goes to the left, getting across the line of scrimmage to the 30, up to the 32-yard line. Picking up a couple of yards, slashing to the left side is going to be the senior running back, Ryan Cole. Look out on the field. You've got right guard Jack James a little slow to get up. And now as he gets to the line, he's grabbing the back of his leg and something to keep an eye on. He is a big part of that offensive line. Quarterback is going to get everybody out of the backfield now. We'll go five wide. Trips to the right side and a twins to the left. It'll bring up a first down at the 32. Pass over to the right side is going to be very high and out of the reach of the intended receiver. Second down 10. That time they were looking for Zach Norton on a little bit of a comeback route, but the quarterback overthrew him right there. And the ball falls harmlessly in the Ravens secondary. It'll bring up now a second and 10 for the Morningside offense. Just underway here in Iowa. We're 2 minutes after six, huh? We are. How'd you know that? You know these things. Good to have you with us here on KAIRFM, Horton Atchison. Second down, 10, called from their own 32-yard line. Man will go to motion to the left side. Quarterback back to throw again. Chevalier looks over the middle, going deep, has his man open. It's incomplete. Right through the hands of Lennox Brown, and he does not let many get away. That time, Lennox Brown was going up for the catch, and as he looked over, saw Fabian Njika coming, he brought his arms down to protect his midsection. Fabian still gave him a little bit of a pop there at the end of the play, incomplete pass, and now it's going to be a third down for Morningside. The Ravens are going to bring Cole Johnson in. Cole Johnson, the guy got after the quarterback last year, six sacks. He's going to line up over here on the left end.
Now, Drew Sellin was wide to the right side for Morningside. Now, he's going to run up and be kind of a tight end on the right. On his third down, 10, call for their own 32-yard line. Motion will come to the right. QB is going to drop straight back. Sets up in a pocket. It's passed. Intercepted. It's a pick six. 30, 20. Count it down. Raven fans. Touchdown, Ravens. That's Zachary Lacombe. He was in the perfect spot. He read that like a dime store novel. And he goes into the end zone for the Ravens for a score of 20-24.
And that time, Chevalier looked it off into the right flat. And if he looks down the field, Drew Sellin standing at the other end, wide open, but a great job by the Raven linebacker, reading the quarterback the entire time, steps in front of it and puts the Ravens on the board quickly.
And for Benedictine, as quickly as that, they're going to run the kick unit in, and you need a little piece of little something to put that down on. Hold on, we're going to get that just quick second as BC looking for the PAT. It is down, it is up, it's right through the middle, and we're going to take a timeout. Ravens on the board for the defensive score at 13:37 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 7, Morningside nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Whoa.
Alaca Burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Welcome back once again to Sioux City, Iowa, where the Benedictine Ravens lead 7-0, and the offense hasn't taken a snap. Gus, suddenly, that decision to defer is looking like a genius move.
How about the 2023 defense for Benedictine? The defense scored 2 touchdowns last season. Here we are, 1 drive into 2024, and they've got half of that.
Very much like the last time these two teams played in Atchison last season, Benedictine jumped in front. Quarterback got pulled, and the second half was different. Let's see how this goes here. This time the kick is away. It's going to go 5 yards deep and on one hop carom out the back of the end zone. And Morningside will accept the football on the touchback, and they'll bring their offense back out for the second possession of the afternoon. 7-0, Ravens out front. 13:37 to go in the opening quarter. The Benedictine fans have traveled in great numbers. Because we pulled into the parking lot. It looked like a home game up at Wilcox Stadium. The tailgating going on, you look around, it was all people wearing red and black.
You got RVs, you got grills, you got kids out there throwing the football around. It was just a lively atmosphere here in Sioux City.
Gotta love it. Cervalier is gonna go again out of the pistol with Brian Cole on his right hand. Receivers, 2 to the right now. Motion to the right. They'll hand off on a misdirection. Running back will try the left side of the line. Puts his head down, gets across the 30. Picks up really good yardage. And it's gonna get about a half a dozen where Tim Glasser makes a stop for Benedictine. I don't know why I do that. And there was a great block, Gus, that he was able to follow straight ahead by the big freshman left guard, Brody Cutter, 6'3", 290 freshman. He was leading the charge there. Third down, short. Quarterback back, gets his man over the middle. You know who it is. Lennox Brown. He's at the 50, 40, in Raymond territory, 39-yard line. And that was just a slant.
Jackson Hoskins finally able to chase him down from behind to make this stop. Now we're going to see Morningside quickly run in the tight end. Sage Evans, a 6'1" redshirt freshman. They're going to take Evans and tuck him in on the left side. They're actually going to go 2 tight ends here with Griffin Kraft in.
And they race up over the football. They're going to mark it at the Raven 40-yard line, where that's first and 10, the first time across midfield for Mustangs here this afternoon. QB little play action. Same play, same way, same result. 25, 20, inside the 20-yard line again to Lennox Brown. Gus, exact same play.
You know why? And so you start to figure out exactly what the quarterback Chevalier sees there, and that's why they're quickly going back up over the football. The Ravens have taken safety Fabian Njika and lined him up in the slot over Lennox Brown. Now they've made a little bit of a switch and got Kyle Rowland on him. But, yeah, a safety versus a receiver out there. A little bit of a mismatch that they like.
Is that blue now going over to cover him on the far side? Ravens might even be doubling up the twin receivers on the far side. First down at the 19-yard line. QB back, and this time he'll go to the left side, hits his receiver inside the 20 to the 15, and it's Drew Sellin this time. Tackled by Javai Blomquist. A gain of about a half a dozen. Second down. And Morningside moving the football on his second possession of the game.
Ravens trying to keep the guys up front fresh. They're going to bring in Isaac Anderson and Tim Glazer to be the middle of that defense. So today they're lining up in a 43 defense.
Quarterback is back, hands off Cole, busts into the middle, hits 1-2 men, tries to push forward, but the Ravens toughen up in the middle and are going to hold him to the gain of maybe a yard or so. Nice defense inside. Give Dylan Witherspoon that stop. Third down and a long 2 deep in Raven territory at the Benedictine 12.
You're going to see Morningside go heavy here to the left side. They're going to take the tight end, put him on the left, and then line up the H-back in the slot on the left side.
Lennox Brown wide to the right side. Single coverage over the top of him. Quarterback's going to hand off, running back. He'll angle to the left side, hit to the line of scrimmage. He'll not get close. But got to the line of scrimmage, and the Ravens stop him immediately for no gain. It is fourth down, and Morningside will be forced to bring in the field goal unit.
We talked about the left side. They were overloading it. They had 2 tight ends, tucked him in there on the left, and Abram Phillips able to turn his shoulder pad sideways, get back there, make the stop on the play. It will now bring up a 4th-and-3, and we're going to see Wilkie in the kick.
Yeah, Bryson Wilkie, a 6'1 senior,
Last year, 5 of 11 kicking field goals. Luke Paulson is going to be the holder. It is going to be a short 29-yard effort that is on its way with plenty of height and length. And it is good, and Morningside has gotten on the board. Taking a break. Now at 10:13 to go in a high scoring opening quarter. It is Benedictine 7, Morningside 3.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And they were. The Ravens are getting set to have their first offensive possession of the afternoon, and Dalton Witherspoon and Jayshon Todd back deep for Benedictine for the return. An interesting kickoff alignment for Trevor Paulson and Morningside. Now, they're going to split out and go five on either side. Paulson, right foot kicker, and Raven return men settling into the five-yard line. The advance and the kick, not terribly deep. It's going to be fielded around the three-yard line. Up the right side, Jayshon at the 10. He's got nowhere. 14-yard line, maybe. That's about it. He was stood up, and he was stopped right there. Ravens have got a long field in front of him, but lead 7-3.
That time, Aiden Mendel, the senior linebacker, for Morningside comes down, makes a stop on the kick unit. And for Benedictine, so much like Morningside in their first possession, Morningside started that thing up to 10. Benedictine, a little better. They're going to be out to the 14.
And Raven quarterback Jackson Dooley, the 6'1", 200-pound junior from Lawrence, Kansas, runs the ball club. Jayshon Todd in motion to the right. Plenty of time. Todd is going to throw deep. He's got a man, and what a spectacular highlight reel catch by Jacob Gass right across the 50-yard line down the right side of the 45. Wow.
What a job right there by Jackson Dooley. He just took his drop, realized that Jacob was even with his cornerback, and when they say if you're even, you're leaving, and that time just floated it out there. Jacob make a one-hand grab, falls to the turf. The Ravens are quickly into Mustang territory at the 41.
Coach Osborne talked about Jackson in the pregame show, saying that he's worked on himself physically and is really, really a stronger and more able physically player. Here's a handoff right side. Witherspoon will slash to the right, be pushed out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline after a 6-yard gain. Malik Hampton, a strong safety, had to come up for the Mustangs to bring him out of bounds. It is going to bring more Benedictine a second down 4 with 9.5 to go in quarter number 1.
We saw something right there from Dalton Witherspoon as he ran the ball off the right side. The 20 pounds he put on in the offseason is going to help him. That time he was able to make contact and power through the first guy.
2 to the left and 1 to the right. And this time the handoff is going to go right side and some room. It's a 40, 35, it's a 30, 25. Breaking a tackle. There goes Jayshon at the 15, 10. Jayshon at the 5. Touchdown, Ravens. Jayshon Todd. He just ran away from defenders and raced into the end zone. And the Ravens had their second score of the opening quarter.
The initial action went to the right side. The safety shadowed that way. Well, the handoff went to the left, and there was no safety over the top. The Raven receivers got out there and made nice blocks on the corners. And Jayshon just used his athletic ability on a 40-yard touchdown run. That was a very quick possession for the Ravens.
Comes Harry Balky looking for a PAT, his second of the season. Airborne right there, and that's got it. And 1 minute and 10 seconds after Morningside gets its score, the Ravens come back and tack on a second touchdown, and we're going to take a break. Now, it's still 9:03 to go in the opening quarter. I hope you like some offense. It's Benedictine 14, Morningside 3.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
So the fans here have been getting a lot of action in the first, are you ready for this, less than 6 minutes of the ball game? It is 14-3, Benedictine, and Harry Bonke getting set to kick it away. Is this the third time?
Yep.
Incredible. Return man looking into the sun again as Morningside is going from left to right across your dial here in this opening quarter. We haven't even had a chance to tell you that Morningside is in their very traditional maroon hats and jerseys with white pants lettering and trim. The kick is away, and again, it's going to be deep, 5 yards deep, out the back, and Drew Sellin watches it sail through the end zone, and out will come the Morningside offense for the third time in this opening quarter. Benedictine sporting the all-whites today with a black helmet and his white jerseys, white pants, red lettering and trim.
Talk about Morningside right now. Chevalier has thrown the ball decently, 4 of 7, but has that pick six that he threw early, 66 yards passing. Lennox Brown has been the offense right now for Morningside, and he was last year against Benedictine. Right now, Lennox, 2 catches, 49 yards.
And he's wide to the near side on his first and 10 call from their own 25-yard line. Quarterback Chevalier back to throw, looking right, throwing right, has a man open at the 30. It's picking up only 5 yards and bumped out of bounds on the near side is going to be wide receiver Zach Dorton. Kyle Rowland, tell you what, the Ravens, you can see already, because we're not a quarter into the season, they're going to be leaning on Kyle this year.
Yeah, you got Kyle Rowland, and I think a lot of it is people are just going to try to stay away from first team all-conference guy Jackson Hoskins from last year, but Kyle Rowland is an exceptional cornerback as well.
Second down, 5, back to Doe, looking left, Doe went over the middle, his man's open at the 45, and that was a nice catch between a pair of defenders by Drew Sellin. His second catch of the day, Javai Blomquist, with another tackle, and again, they'll advance the chains across midfield.
Right now, that's what we're seeing from Morningside. They're running these quick slants and trying to get underneath the cornerback, that time getting underneath the safety, Blue Kaplinger, quickly catching the ball over the middle.
This time on the first down, the hand up into the middle. There's nothing. Ryan Cole trying to dance into the hole, but you can't dance into a hole with Heath Baker standing in front of you. The Atchison native at 6'3", 260, puts on the big old bear hug. Let's call it a loss of one.
Yeah, nice job right there for Heath Baker coming off a season where he had 13 tackles for loss. He's starting to add to that category right away this season.
Look out for Lennox Brown. He's going to go slot to the right side for Morningside on their second down and 11 call just across midfield. 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens up 11. Back to throw again. Chevalier looking left, throwing left. Has his man way over his head, and that could have been picked off. And Morningside fortunate that the defender, Drew Sellin, or it was intended for Drew Sellin, that the defender had not seen the ball coming in time.
Yeah, Jackson Hoskins looked up at the last minute. That thing was just rocketing over his right shoulder. Chevalier put a lot on that pass, incomplete, and now this is what Morningside wanted to avoid is the third and long obvious passing situations. Here comes Cole Johnson into the ballgame, the defensive end on the near side.
And Glazer also in with Kevin Harris, switching out with him on a third down and 11. At the Benedictine 49-yard line, Morningside on a third and long, hard count, quarterback, three-step drop. Looks over the middle, he's got his man wide open and missed him, incomplete. Looking for Lennox Brown.
Yeah, he didn't have a whole lot of time to get rid of that pass. You see who was back there to put him on his back? That was Cole Johnson. So what Benedictine did on that last play, you're in an obvious passing down. They took out Isaac Anderson, and then they shift Heath Baker, who's a great edge rusher. He's now your tackle in the middle, and he just gets too much push up front. Now we're going to see the first punt of the afternoon coming for Morningside.
It'll be Trevor Paulson for Morningside, kicking the ball to Jayshon. Todd standing at the Raven 12-yard line. Snap is back. It's good to pressure on, and he's able to just get it away. It's a terrible kick. It is high. It is wobbly. It is short, and it's going to take a little Raven bounce to the 30-yard line because that is a net 19-yard punt. And Benedictine is going to have the possession of the football with really good field position at his own 30-yard line. 7:16 to go in the opening quarter, leading at 14-3.
Yeah, because their first possession of the ball game came at their own 14-yard line. They were able to, 70 seconds, get that thing into the end zone. Now the Ravens are going to be backed up to their own 30. And in the backfield, wow, you're going to have an extra back there.
Now they're going to shift out and go to the right side. Straight back snap to the running back.
And a little Wildcat is going to go up to the 35-yard line. Did they step that straight to Dalton in back there? They did, because they took Jackson Dooley, motioned him out of the backfield. The other back that we saw back there was Tyler Watson.
Well, that's a bit of a different recall. I don't think we have ever seen Jackson shift out like that.
We saw Tyler Watson last year.
We did? At Missouri Baptist?
Yeah, we were in St. Louis.
Second down. And let's call it second down. Half a dozen for Benedictine at his own 34-yard line. Snap back, Dooley. Tons of time. Rolls left. Sets up. Going deep. Look at Jay Sean. And it's going to be incomplete. Double coverage drawn by Todd. And that's probably a great idea if you're Morningside with Cade Harriman and Logan McCumber. Both chasing him, one on each side. The time that Jackson Dooley had was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, the offensive line has done pretty well in this opening quarter. They're keeping Jackson Dooley upright, giving him time to look. And you know what I like about the pass right there from Jackson Dooley? Let it rip. Get the ball down the field and allow Jay Sean an opportunity to get over there and get under that pass.
DC quickly shifting now. 2 men to the left side. Dooley's back. Fires one. Right flat. It's going to be caught at the 40 and just short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and less than one. Now, are you courageous enough in game one on the road, leading by 11 at the 39-40-yard line, to leave that offense out there, Gus?
Courageous enough or crazy enough? That's the question in the Ravens. Going to bring in,
well, I see Jackson Dooley still there. Court Madison's coming in. Court Madison, because he is one of the guys elected as a team captain for this year. The senior out of Washburn Rural. Ravens bring everybody in tight. Fourth down and short. Quarterback's going to take it. The push, the shove, the drive, the first down.
You remember seeing that play last year at Baker when Court Madison got right behind Jackson Dooley on a fourth and one, pushed him into the end zone? Well, that time, they took the same action, except this time they took the other tight end, Tyler Watson, and pushed Jackson Dooley for the first down. Needed one, picked up two. The Ravens moving the ball here out to their own 41-yard line. They'll have a fresh set of downs.
5.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading at 14-3. Game one of the 2024 college football season. With a running back behind him, Dooley starts the count, now stops, looks to the sideline, changes it at the line. Hands off, tailback, bouncing outside 40. Puts his head down, runs over a defender at the 45 to the 49-yard line. That was a strong run by Witherspoon. He just ran over Dejon Wall.
I mean, we talked about it on the very first possession that we saw Witherspoon lower the shoulder and run over a guy. I mean, you're starting to see that extra size that Dalton put on in the offseason really coming to help him early on in this game.
Leaves his team with a second down and a pair, just a yard short at the 50-yard line. Benedictine trips right now. Dooley all alone in the backfield. Throws one left side. Little miscommunication there. That may have been turning out to be a good play because the defense was in a good spot. Had he tried to force one in, the defenders were in a good place. Matt Sanford, probably the intended receiver, but the incomplete pass will leave the Ravens with a third and two at their own 49. Here comes TZ. Tanner Zimmerman. The 6'5", 235 junior tight end from Olathe West High School is in. Quarterback hands off. Here goes Witherspoon, 50, 45. Can he go? 40, 35. Witherspoon, 30. Witherspoon, 20. Down Dalton goes as he bear hugs the football to the 18.
That time Dalton Witherspoon got into some open ground and then realized that the safety was tracking him down from behind. He put two hands on the ball and just went down. Great job right there by Dalton, not allowing that thing to get chopped out. A big first down for Benedict, and then we're looking at third and one after the big gain. Now they're picking up a first and 10 all the way down to the 17 after a 34-yard run by Dalton Witherspoon.
That Raven offensive line, Harrison Schmidt, Jacoby Hinton, Rashad Beckham, Trey Madrid, Britton Smith, doing an incredible job opening up the gaps. Into the first and 10 to the 17-yard line. QB is back. Flares it left side. Caught at the 15. Down to the 10. Down to the 5. Take it in the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Jacob Gathright and Benedictine's third touchdown of the opening quarter.
That time they threw the ball out into the left flat, and Harrison Schmidt had released out, sealed off the linebacker. What a job by your left tackle at 6'7", 245, leading that play down the field, and Benedictine on the board, and about this, 21 points, and we still have 3:39 left in this first quarter.
BC looking to line up Harry Bolte for yet another PAT effort. It is down and up and through. Timeout, Joseph. Taking a break here still. 3:39 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have come out of the blocks hot. Benedictine 21, Morningside 3.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back. Raven kickoff team is quickly out of the field. Benedict and Gus, they got a little pep in their step. And Morningside still huddled up around the coaching staff on the near side. You know they're doing damage control, right?
Yeah, you have to at this point. You got to tell your team, hey, let's circle the wagons a little bit because this game can get away from us pretty quickly.
Balky's first three kickoffs, and this will be his fourth, have all gone out the back of the end zone. And this one is going to be no different. And no, they're going to field it 5 yards deep and bring it out. Hit at the 20 and down at the 20-yard line. So the gamble costs Morningside, what, 4 or 5 yards?
Yeah. I think right there, you're just looking at a player, and that thing was fielded over there by Jalen Birch. Birch is their backup running back, a sophomore out of Bishop Miege. And I think he's just trying to make something happen, right? Like, you're just trying to kickstart the team somehow, and that's a tries to bring the ball out, didn't really help his team, and now it'll be first and 10 for Morningside, backed up to their own 22-yard line.
I'll swap you out here. It's Miege. People in Sioux City, do they even know Miege, really?
No.
First and 10 at their own 22. Twin to the left side. Quarterback's going to wrap around. They're just going basic here. Hand off to the running back. Breaks two tackles and bursts up to the 30-yard line. Quick hitter. Straight off the left side for Ryan Cole. That was a nice little run.
That time running off the left side. Got tripped up maybe a little bit by the redshirt freshman Joe Gaines. To be a 9-yard gain and pick up or bring up a second and one for the Morningside offense. This time they're going to go trips to the right, also tuck the tight end on the right side.
And they brought wide receiver Zach Norton into the backfield. Now they're going to shift him out and send him wide to the left side over on the Benedictine sideline across the way. Three receivers to the right. QB's back. Chevalier is going for Norton, throwing deep. Norton's downfield, and what a nice defensive play at the 35-yard line. That was well done downfield on that man coverage. Zach Norton just ran straight down the field. That was your basic nine, right down the left sideline. And how about first team all-conference cornerback Jackson Hoskins? He is so good.
Yeah, last year he had an interception against this Morningside team, too. And we talked about it a little bit early on in the ballgame where we saw Kyle Rowland making a lot of the tackles, and that's because you have a choice. You can go after Jackson, you can go after Kyle, and, well, Kyle's now making a name for himself, but a great job right there by Jackson Hoskins.
Mustang has left itself there with a third down and one. Manageable. Quarterback is back to throw. Sets up. Goes a little sidearm. Gets a complete. Picked up across the first down marker and beyond the 40. And again, they're going to go to Zach Norton, who will carry the ball up to the 43-yard line, where it will be Hoskins to make the tackle, but first and 10 Morningside.
That time just a quick slant. They wanted to pick up the yard, and as Norton moved from the left side all the way across the formation, able to angle it up and pick up the first down.
Chevalier is going to throw 50 passes today. Here's one over to the near side. Broken up on the near side by Trey Williams. Looking over here again for Zach Norton, but that time Trey got a hand on it, kind of doled in front of the ball, batted it to the ground cleanly, and it goes incomplete. Chevalier has already thrown 14 passes, guys. We're not out of the opening quarter yet.
Yeah, and he's going to have to. Checking out of the ball game is going to be your left tackle, Aiden Queen. Checking in will be your backup right guard is going to play left tackle, Alex Hansen. So keep an eye on that as Hansen's going to draw Heath Baker on his first pass play.
Second and 10 at the 43-yard line. Mustangs, QB looking left, sets up, launches one, and it's a jump ball that is going to be over the head of both Jackson Hoskins and Drew Sellin.
and it'll be incomplete and out of bounds. Sellin is over there talking to the official because he feels like Jackson Hoskins is just getting too much of him off the line, and Jackson is.
He's getting a lot of him,
jamming him at the line, and the official's saying, hey, nothing I can do about that. Just, you've got to get off of it, and Hoskins doing a great job. We're going to talk about it after this play. These Raven secondary guys have a lot of length out there.
Sellin in the slot. Wide to the left is going to be Jacob Nelson. On a 3rd and 10, call at their own 43 for Morningside. Just over 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Again, the quarterback is back so short, and he was setting up a screen or something, and he got rocked, and his helmet is rolling around still on the ground as Heath Baker makes a little introduction to quarterback Zach Chevalier.
We talked about the left tackle, Aiden Queen, coming out and having to put in your backup guard at left tackle. That time they weren't able to slow down Heath Baker. He hit the quarterback, Chevalier, before he wanted to get rid of that pass. It's going to fall incomplete and bring up a 4th down and a 2nd consecutive punt for Morningside.
Luke Paulson is going to be booting it away. The Ravens will have probably some pretty good field position. Jay Sean still again in his own 21, 22, 23-yard line here.
Last punt netted him 19 yards.
Snap is nice. The fans, the Ravens don't challenge him this time. They'll kick it away from Jay Sean. And, oh, that's going to be a great punt. Rolling inside the 20, 15, and all the way down to the 11-yard line. That was the smartest thing you could do. And I think we're going to see a lot of that this year, guys. Kick away from Jay Sean. I think that's going to be game plan one of the special teams for Raven opponents.
I think everybody in the South Division has that shirt made up, right?
Yeah.
Kick away from Jay Sean. For the Ravens, they're going to be backed up all the way to their, they're going to give them the 11-yard line. And for the Raven offense, they're going to have a new running back out there, and it looks like maybe Xavier Ugorji.
Ugorji is a new addition to this Benedictine team. Going to get his first carry right here. Goes straight up the middle across the 10 and up to about the 15-yard line. Picking up 4. Nice run as he started outside, planted a foot, cut back into the middle, and is up to the 15 as we're inside 2 minutes of play in the first quarter. Ravens in front, 21-3.
Ravens going to bring Tanner Zimmerman in for this 2nd down call. Line him up to the tight end on the left side.
Tanner was just electric last year. Loved to see him. Whenever he got his hand on the ball, some important things would happen. 2nd down, half a dozen. QB is back off the play action, rolls right again with time, throws over the middle. His receiver's wide open at the 40-yard line, juggled for a moment, but TZ wraps it up at the 42, and the Ravens will pick up about 30.
Before that play, the Ravens lined up Tanner Zimmerman as the tight end to the left side, motioned him all the way to the right. Now he was the slot on the right side, and then just ran a simple post across the middle of the field, the cornerback, not able to match up with the size of Tanner Zimmerman at 6'5", 235-pound tight end who, moves like a wide receiver. Great job right there, and the Raven offense continues to hum.
Got Joseph coming wide to the near side, and a couple of receivers to the right. 1st and 10, Benedict, then across the room, 40-yard line. In the last minute of the opening quarter, handoff right side, pass to the outside, and look out at the 45, 50, at the 40, down the right sideline, cuts to the middle of the 30, back to the outside of the 25, down the field he goes, Xavier Ugarchi, what a electric run.
How about Cameron Dover out there? The wide receiver pushes a huge block. It was one-on-one, right? Dover and a cornerback. Ugorji was coming. Cameron pushes him to the sideline. Ugorji cuts underneath. A huge run right there for the Ravens. Give Ugorji a 39-yard run. And for Benedictine, they're going to say, let's take a break and try to score this thing in the 2nd.
And we're going to take a timeout with them. First quarter in the book, and it's been a tremendous start to the 24 football season for the Ravens. Taking a break after 1 in Sioux City, Iowa. Benedictine 21, Morningside 3.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
welcome back. Sioux City, Iowa, where kickoff time is 87 degrees and sunny, sunny skies. It is just a beautiful afternoon. And for the many, many Raven fans, Gus, who we see across the way from us, it's been a pretty doggone good start to this game.
Let me tell you,
the stadium, if you try to describe it, if you've been to Pittsburgh, Kansas, okay, where Colgan and the Dragons play ball, it's a stadium very similar to that. Big stands on the north side, big, big, nice stands, very permanent stands on the south, open on each end, and a field that is shared by not only this college team, but three high school teams as well.
Yeah, they talked about this field sees a lot of action throughout the year, but you walk out on it, it's a very fast track, but it's still really good turf.
Here we go. First play of the second quarter. Yugorji's going to take the handoff, goes outside, breaks the tackle, 20, darts away from the 15, down to the 10, walks the tightrope, touchdown Ravens, and he was hit late in the back of the end zone. No flags are down, and the Ravens had six more.
Well, the Ravens scored, only touched the ball two times in the first quarter, scored on both of those, and then take this possession on into the second quarter and say, well, let's just go ahead and keep that up. They score right away. 27 points, and we're at the 14:51 mark of the second quarter. What a run right there by Yugorji. And you talk about this kid, Xavier Yugorji, coming into this program last season last year at Riverside Community College, 16 carries for 78 yards. He's already got 63 yards in the first half here today.
Benedictine getting set out. They just stop playing for a minute. They're huddled up over the football.
Are we in a review, maybe?
You think? That's one of the new things that we're going to have. Not only are we going to have reviews to deal with, we are going to have a two-minute timeout before the end of the first and second halves of the game that is going to be automatic. And so that is a new thing that we'll be having this year. Here's the PAT by Harry. Puts another one through, and we're taking another timeout as Benedictine continues to expand its lead. Timeout of the field at the 14:51 mark of the first half. Ravens 28, Mustangs 3.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
We got our man Joseph running the board back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. We're keeping him busy because he's going to have calluses on his fingers from punching the buttons. All these Ravens scores so far in this game. 28 points for Benedictine at 14:51 to go in the opening half. Kicking into the sun for the first time. The boot by Harry Balke is away and over end, and it is the shortest kick of the day, taken to the goal line. And it'll be brought out to the 10-yard line, slowing down to the 15, making a cut at the 20, and down to the 25-yard line. And once again, a very familiar territory for them. Morningside is going to begin this series first and 10 at their own 25. It is the, fifth possession for Morningside today.
For Morningside, very familiar starting territory at about the 25-yard line. This actually might be some of their best starting field position. They've been kind of around the 20-21 to start things. But you talk about it, five possessions so far in this ball game. They started off with a pick six, and then they followed up with a field goal and back-to-back punts.
And here goes motion man to the right side, slowing down like he's going to block out there. Quarterback on a little wraparound handoff. Running back's going to be hit in the middle of the line as somebody's helmet falls off. The center's helmet's on the ground. It's going to be about a 3-yard gain into the left side. And right there, that was just Ryan Cole carrying the ball. And maybe Morningside, Gus, and this might be a pretty good tack to take if you're Coach Steve Ryan. You go back and do some basic plays. I mean, you maybe run the ball a couple of times, try to get something good to happen, because so far not a lot has.
Yeah, just get back to basics right now, right? Let's not get too far out of the box. Don't set yourself up with third and long. now you're struggling to get set up in the correct formation. They're going to bring Lennox Brown back over and line him up on the right side and they go trips to the right. I mean, right now, Morningside just kind of looks like a team who's struggling to put it all together.
QB's back, going to throw one into the right flat, caught at the line of scrimmage, and pick up about 5 yards down the right side, but the Ravens very quickly close on and make a tackle on Lennox Brown. Zachary Lacombe for BC out of Round Rock, Texas.
Now, you talk about Morningside. They're kind of in that in-between area right now, looking at this third and four, so it's not an exact apparent passing situation. They're going to bring into the ballgame Heath Baker along with a fresh Isaac Anderson in the middle.
Single man to the backfield, the quarterback, receivers three to the left. They're going to put a wing to the right side and one receiver just a couple of steps off the outside end on the right side. QB pass over the middle, and they're trying just a crossing pattern right at the first down marker. But superb defense by Peyton Joby. Because he just kind of reached in front as he was shadowing. The receiver batted it away. It's incomplete. And as quickly as that, Morningside's punting the ball. And if you're the Mustangs, the last thing you want to do, have a quick possession, go three and out, get the ball back to this Raven offense.
57 seconds?
Three less than a minute. Yep,
yeah.
That's 57.
Yeah, so 57-second possession now. Jay Sean facing the sun right now. For this punt return.
Here's the kick. That's a dandy. It's end over end, and it's going to chase Todd back where he fielded it at the 18-yard line. Hit there, breaks away, loses his balance, regains it, and gets back about to 18, 19-yard line. As he was dancing around, it'll bring up, oh, there's a late marker way after the play at the point of tackle.
Yeah, I don't care who's on. Either coaching staff is not going to be happy with what happened at the end of this play. Because if it's against Benedictine, it'll be a half a distance. If it's against Morningside, this is going to push that thing out, you know, near the 40-yard line.
And I've been waiting to say something. Isn't this the first penalty of the game?
It is.
I always hate to, like, you know, make it say something too quickly about no penalties. Like a no-hitter. You just don't want to talk about it?
Death ball, personal foul, Morningside. Yeah. See, those are the things that you expect to see from a team laden with underclassmen, but that's not what this Morningside team is. They bring back a lot of guys from last year's team. They're a lot of upperclassmen, and that time, that's just a silly mistake. The Ravens should have this thing at, what, the 20? Instead, they're going to take it out to the 34. So, see, that thing was actually going to start at the 19. So, again, a tough break, and you've got a Raven offense that's just torching your defense to this point.
Here we go for Benedictine, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line, leading it by 25 points. Back to throw. Jackson looks right, throws right, has his man, 40, 45, 50, and dropped at midfield, first and 10 for Fabian, for Benedictine. That was Ethan Perrott. Ethan got rocked, but jumps to his feet, made that first hand indication. He's showing that defender, you can hit me, but you're not going to keep me on the ground.
Because Malik Hampton gets up, and he's all excited, but all he did was spin around a receiver after a 15-yard gain. Benedictine, one play, out to midfield.
First and 10, BC from the 50. Single running back to the left side of the quarterback. He'll go instead over to the left. It's going to be caught at the 40, 35, and pushed out of bounds. And again, a late tackle, about a step and a half, two steps out of bounds. Joseph Longafuiana with the catch and carry, and another BC first and 10, and another gain of about 19 yards.
Longafuiana is a guy that last year played a lot of snaps for the Ravens, but didn't really get into the game plan. He was out there more as a decoy slash blocker. Last year, he only caught 12 passes that time. Caught the ball over there in the left flat and picks up 19. Another first down for the Ravens down to the Morningside 31.
Look at Matt Sanford on the near side. That defender's playing way off of him on his first down. Call it the 31. Jackson will take the snap. Handoff, running back, bouncing outside. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Dalton has nowhere to go. There will be no gain, second and 10.
Very few times have you had to utter those words today. Raven offense with maybe no gain on the play. That time running off to the left side, and it was read really well by Morningside coming up to make the stop for the Mustangs. You had Austin Juergens. Juergens, a guy who had 27 tackles last year, 5.5 of those going for a loss.
We're at 11:50 to go in the opening half, and Benedictine already has 280 yards of total offense.
Second down 10, just outside the 30-yard line. Play action, quarterback's back. He eludes the run rushing defender, steps back, and now he's just going to pitch this one out of bounds, and there's going to be a penalty. Are we going to call a grounding?
No, it's over here on the near side, and
right
the coaches
in front of
the are all looking around. I don't know if somebody said something. We had sideline warning, maybe.
Headlinesman is the one who threw that penalty marker. And now he's over here talking to the coaching staff of Morningside. He doesn't like what he's getting over here. Microphones are not working right now. They may work on those as the game progresses. And they're going to just give him,
a sideline warning. Because now you see everybody backed up over here on the near side.
I don't think it's the proximity. I think it's the conversation that's really the biggest part of the issue right now.
Morningside going to bring in Blake Bellamy into the ballgame. They're going to bring in another linebacker, take out a defensive end, and Ravens are going to counter that by bringing in Jayshon and Jacob and Joseph Lagavuliana.
There you go. So Benedictine with some burners out of the field. And it's a third down 10, Benedictine. At the 31-yard line of the Mustangs. Back to throw. Jackson over the middle. It's juggled and juggled. Nearly picked and then nearly caught and then dropped at the 15. BC looking at a fourth down at the 31-yard line. It's too far for a field goal. Awful short to punt. Tyler Watson is going to be out there. So what are you going to do? Harry, you going to punt it away? No, you're going to go for a 48?
Yeah.
His longest, Harry Valky's field goal, as long as 47, going for a 48-yard field goal. It is down, and it is not even close. Not only was it short, but it was wide to the left. And so the Ravens, for the first time today, with 11:22 to go in the first half, and on their fourth possession of the day, do not score. Fourth possession of the day.
You're sitting there going, wait a second.
We got
four, and how do you have 28?
It's because you had
the pick six to start the game for Zachary Lacombe and Benedictine. And for Morningside, they're going to have this ball at their own 31-yard line. They're going to keep Zach Chevalier out there. And keep an eye on that because Morningside changed quarterbacks a lot last season.
Zach's out there. Cole is his running back. He'll take the handoff, hit at the line, falls forward, picks up two.
That's a great job by the Raven defensive line, really shutting that thing down quickly. In there, you're going to have Joe Gaines, a redshirt freshman out of Houston, Texas, making the stop on the play. I'm going to give him about three on the play. Let's call it second and seven for Morningside.
We're down to 11 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine enjoying a 25-point lead. It's 28-3. Ravens out front. In this matchup of a nationally ranked NAIA football programs, a rematch of the 2018 national title game in Daytona Beach, Florida. Morningside quarterback back to throw. He's got room to run, but doesn't. Instead, completes the pass over into the flat, taking it to the 45-yard line. That was a great run, and he absolutely dazzled a couple of defenders, picking up some yardage. Jalen Birch, the young man we mentioned earlier out of Bishop Miege, and it was Abram Phillips finally making the tackle for Benedictine, but Birch shook a couple of defenders and was able to achieve that first down just short of the 50.
Yeah, and that's something that Morningside really needed. They needed to move the sticks. They need to get a little continuity going on the offensive side.
Handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll be chased out of the backfield, breaks outside, gets some room, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds along the near side by Dylan Witherspoon. Witherspoon just kind of drops his shoulder and rides out of bounds. The running back, Ryan Cole, but that was a nice gain of about 8 or 9. So Morningside getting a little something going here. They have not gotten into the end zone this afternoon. Inside 10 minutes to go in the half. Three to the right side on this second down short, and they're going to stay with the running game. That's a smart play. At the 40, first down, 35, down to the 33-yard line.
That time coming up to make the stop, Joe Gaines along with Dylan Witherspoon in another first down for Morningside.
Ryan Cole, he is their lead running back, okay? He was a second-team GPAC guy last season. But against Benedictine, he wasn't so good last year. 12 carries, only 36 yards. But he's doing well right now. Here's a pass into the right flat. It's going to be caught, and the receiver drags the defender downfield for a first down.
That time, Blue Kaplinger along with Fabian Njika come up with this stop, but you talk about it, a first down for Morningside, and now they're starting to feel a little better on offense. They're starting to quickly get up over the football, this thing down to the Benedictine 22.
That was Lennox Brown with that catch and carry. Now quarterback again with tons of time. He's got his man at the goal line. It's batted out of his hands and incomplete, looking downfield. They had a receiver, but Blue Kaplinger gets a hand on it and bats it away, and it's going to go incomplete. And we got a new receiver in there for Morningside.
What you got?
I'm looking at five.
Five out there for Morningside is going to be Kaitlin Jacobson, a redshirt freshman out of Sioux City East.
Second down, 10 at the Raven 22-yard line for the Mustangs. Long look. They start to come to the line of scrimmage and then slow things down. Chevalier, quarterback, looks over to the near side. Gets a call telegraphed in. Hands off Ryan Cohen. No, play action. Hedges man over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10-yard line. And again, you know what they do? They go right back to the one play that has been successful to them today, and that was a slant. Only this time, instead of Lennox Brown, they hit Jacob Nielsen.
Yeah, Nielsen's going to come off the field. He's kind of favoring that ankle a little bit. Now they're going to bring into the ball game Salone and put him way out there to the right.
Salone wide right in the slot beside him. It's going to be Lennox Brown, and the quarterback is back looking for Lennox. It tipped, and he caught it anyway. Touchdown, Morningside. Lennox Brown misjudged it, got a hand on it, knocked it in the air, and then went and caught the ball. That was great concentration.
Yeah, great job right there by Lennox Brown. And I'm going to tell you, we've seen, what, five and a half quarters of Morningside over the last year and a half, right? Lennox Brown is their best player. They've got to find more ways to get him the ball.
In for a PAT, we also have a new kicker out there for Morningside. And we will see what Tommy Fitzsimmons does as he puts it up and through. And we're going to get a timeout as Morningside has scored his first touchdown of the game. Taking a break, Joseph, with the 8:29 to go in the half. Ravens 28, Morningside 10.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
It's going to be an interesting change of possession to the ball now. So for the first time, let's see how Benedictine reacts to their opponent, Morningside. Morningside having gotten the points on the board. You know, offensive points on the board other than that field goal early. The Raven defense has really been able to manhandle
them. Yeah, and you know what I'm interested to see is this is probably the longest time that we've seen the Morningside defense off the field, so a chance for them to maybe get a little bit of a breather.
Paulson is going to kick it away, and the Ravens are going to take it at the 10 or the 2-yard line. Up the middle, 25, spinning forward, up near the 30-yard line, and a penalty marker comes all the way from the 50 and is thrown at the point of tackle down at the 30-yard line. That was a pretty good toss by the deep official. And let's see what this call is going to be. So right now, Jackson Dooley, who's getting set to come out to quarterback this team, 6 of 10 for 123 yards throwing the ball, a touchdown, and the Ravens are led in rushing by Ugorji with 63, Witherspoon with 52, and Jay Sean, one carry for 40. That's a pretty good average.
Yeah, you're going to be happy with your 157 rushing yards in the first quarter and a half.
Officials taking a lot of time, and we're going to have a hold against Benedictine on the return. So is this the first penalty for and by the Ravens today then?
Yeah, first one accepted. So for the Ravens, they're going to have Ugorji in as the running back on this play.
Morningside dominating in the time of possession, but the Ravens with a 28-10 lead. First and 10, just inside their own 20-yard line.
Here's a run into the left side. Absolutely nothing doing. The defense is swarming. And Morning Sign is a more inspired team at this moment in the game.
Yeah, that time coming downhill was a strong safety. Malik Hansen makes the stop in the backfield. And the Ravens are going to bring Jay Sean Todd in for the second down call. And I think what the Ravens need to do is, on a play like that where the strong safety was up in the box, now you've got to bring in the burners to make sure that the defense has to stay honest a little bit and keep it a little lighter box out there.
Two to the left and one to the right. The Rams are going to set up with a single man in the backfield. Quarterback's back. He had no coverage, but now he gets it away to the 25, 35, up to the 38, 39-yard line. And again, electric running by Xavier Ugarte. Because once he gets his hand on the ball, I mean, he is hard to catch.
So Hayden Mendel, the outside linebacker, came through untouched, right? You are a senior linebacker, and if you come through that untouched, you got to understand something is happening. They didn't just let you go by him, and that time the Ravens set it up, screen behind him, and a huge gain for Benedictine all the way out to the 38-yard line. Now the officials taking lots of time to get this ball set down.
They're going to have it first and 10 for Benedictine at their own 37-yard line. 7-11 to go in the first half. Ravens with a 28-10 lead on the road here in Sioux City, Iowa. Again, we talked in the pregame, both of these teams a little disappointed in their last year. Not that either team played badly, not that each team didn't have a great record, but now they're both wanting to have a huge 2024. Benedictine going to make a little bit of a change. Look out. You got Jay Sean in the backfield, and he's going to split out. QB is back there all alone. Sets up, pumps once, pulls it back down. Rolling right. He's just going to throw that thing away. That was a smart play. Would it have picked off? No, he was out of bounds. That was incomplete. Now, it went into the Morningside sideline where the coaching staff is trying to sell it as an interception.
But yeah, it was pretty close, but Keyshawn was able to kind of hip check the cornerback right there and get him out of bounds. That time diving for the football was DeJean Wald.
If you're Jackson and you're going to throw it away, which, by the way, was the right thing to have done,
the track is
really
nice
throw it away.
Place.
Really okay. Throw it away. Okay. Clock stops, 6:45 to go. Second down 10, Benedictine at their own 38-yard line. Jackson now 7-12 throwing the football. They'll stay with one man in the backfield. That's going to be Jay Sean, who takes the handoff, darts inside, gets across the 40, spins 360 counterclockwise, gets across the first down marker, and all the way to the 50-yard line.
That's your kind of a run right there by Jay Sean. It was going to be a stretch to the left side. He got right outside the tackle box and realized there's an avenue. He put his foot down and just got vertical, got down the field a little bit, and then was able to kind of move and dodge some different defenders as he spins forward and picks up the first down. But a nice job to see the opening, get there, hit it, and pick up the first down.
Here comes Tanner Zimmerman checking into the game for Benedictine. First down. Xavier Ugarte is the running back. BC first and 10, just shy of midfield. And they're going to hand off to Ugarte. And this time, Gus, he just plants a foot. There was no room outside. Cuts into the middle. There were half a dozen guys or more in one spot, and he still picks up a couple of yards.
Yeah, able to knife forward, pick up a couple yards on the play. It'll bring up a second and 8:540 left here in the first half. And if I'm Benedictine, I try to go ahead and milk this thing down as much as I can because you remember back, they won the toss, deferred to the second half. So, again, you can try for a twofer, and you say, well, there's 5.5 minutes. Take your time.
We got a little bit of a different switch up in the backfield. Look at this Raymond alignment here. Dooley not quarterbacking is going to be snapped straight back to the running back who's good for a yard.
That time Jay Sean Todd took the direct snap, faked the handoff to Dalton Witherspoon, and it was just that little RPO action. And for Benedictine, they're going to make a little bit of a substitution here now looking at this 3rd and 7.
Yeah, that one really didn't fool anybody.
Tanner Zimmerman going to stay in the ballgame. Joseph Lagafu-Ayana is going to be on your left side. On the right, wow, you don't see these two guys standing side by side a lot, Jay Sean and Jacob.
Now, here's the thing. First time we've heard today, a little racket coming off the fan sideline for Morningside. They're getting into the game a little bit. BC will go motion over to the right side. Third down and long. Back to throw again. Pass over the middle, and it's thrown behind to an unaware Xavier Ugarte.
Georgie, I don't think he was expecting the ball that quickly. And when it was delivered, it was off the back shoulder. He had no chance to catch that. So the Ravens are going to be forced to punt it away. And with that little remarkable moment, first punt of the year, it allows me to share with you that you're enjoying Raven football on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. How about that, Joseph? I bet you're proud of us, huh? Kick is away, angling away from the return man. Is going to bound at the 18, take a Morningside bounce, come back 5 yards, and beat you down at the 23-yard line. And so it is going to be taken there for the Ravens by Blake Castile. And here comes the Morningside offense. Not for the Ravens, because it's really big to not let Morningside have back-to-back scores going into the locker room.
Yeah, this is a big possession for the defense. They're going to have to really hold down Morningside and not allow them to get something. Because, again, even if Morningside scores, it doesn't really hurt you. But you don't want them to get that momentum and start feeling a little better about the offense right now.
First and 10 of their own 24-yard line. Back to Thor Chevalier. Going deep. What's the home run? And it's picked off! Picked off by Benedict and Shavai Blomquist. He just went up. Out leaps Zach Norton. And the long pass belongs to the Raiders.
Well, that time, you look over there, and Javai Blomquist looked like a center fielder. He was lining that thing up, and if he didn't catch it, nobody was going to catch it because he was ready to put a hit on Zach Norton right there. Now, the Ravens, a one-play, forced their second turnover of the afternoon. Chevalier, in seven possessions, has now thrown two interceptions.
Okay, you played offense. Okay, if you just went to the sideline, up the field, and you're just now kind of getting a quick gulp of water and getting ready to find coach because he's going to talk to you a little bit. And before you don't even know what's going on, and they're telling you to get back on the field, it's going to be a little bit disheartening.
Yeah, it's definitely disheartening.
Yeah.
Because, again, you set down your helmet for a second and you're trying to find it. You're racing back out on the field. If you're the Ravens, maybe you go ahead and try to strike one deep soon.
Here's a handoff to running back, and there's just not a whole lot there for Dalton. It'll be a gain of about a yard, even the 35-yard line. Good spot of the ball. Second down, 10 for Benedictine. But you mentioned earlier, controlling the clock a little bit, protecting that lead, and we're now inside 4 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah, that was one of the Dairy Queen grill and show keys to the game is, for the Raven offense, you have to dictate how this game is played. And right now I think they've done a good job of it, and slowing it down a little bit right here, they're down to 10 on the play clock.
Ravens are shifting guys all over the place. They have no idea where they're supposed to be. They are confused. They are disheveled, and coach runs out of the field calling a timeout. And I suspect that Coach Osborne is going to have a stern word with them, and we're going to take a timeout, let him do it. Taking a break, Joseph, 3:37 to go in the opening half. Ravens 28, Mustangs 10.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with me here in Sioux City, Iowa, where it's still brightly sunlit and the breeze continues to blow across the field from the south, around 10 miles an hour, something just a gorgeous, albeit a little bit warm, final day of August. Welcome back. Here's Ravens coming out of a timeout, coming up over the football, and we'll be facing a second down 10 from their own 34-yard line. BC enjoying right now an 18-point 28-10 lead.
We're definitely on the southeast portion of Sioux City.
Yes. Yes, we are. High up on the hillside. Quarterback is going to take the snap. Running back, throwing the ball on the run. It's going to go incomplete. Looking for Joseph over here on the near side, but he runs out of real estate. It will bring up a second down 10, Benedictine. And again, because that play didn't, or third down for Benedictine, and that play didn't look like it was really working the way they wanted it to work.
Yeah, you know, the Raven offense is maybe not quite clicked since that missed field goal. right? They missed the field goal on their fourth possession, punted on the last possession. And on this one, just haven't really got anything going after that interception. So
look at the defense. They've got four linemen, and everybody else is back. I mean, this is a deep cover offense. QB is going to go with a quarterback draw, hit by a lineman, and is going to escape the first one. But that was a great call with all those defensive backs. If you get past that line of scrimmage, you might have picked up a first down, but Jackson was good for five. And once again, Benedictine will bring the punting unit out. We will be inside 3 minutes to go in the half when he kicks the ball. And again, remember, one of the new things this season in college football is going to be a two-minute timeout.
No, you're not a fan of it.
I'm not.
But if you know this, if you want it, this would be an ideal time to fake a punt.
Snap back, take it to the knee, the kick is away. Oh, that's a dandy kick. It's end over end, running up, making a fair catch call at the 28-yard line is a very excited Morningside return man. That would be Lakin Hanley, the 5'11 senior from Lincoln Southwest in Bellevue.
Chevalier is going to stay in the ballgame as the quarterback. He is 50% passing so far here in the first half. Has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns and hasn't overly impressed right now, 156 yards passing. But, again, he's trying to get his team back in this thing.
First and 10 at his own 27-yard line. This is a big series. This will set the stage for the second half. Handoff, straight ahead running, and nice job by the D-tackle on the right side, Heath Baker, who just grabs up as he does. That's kind of the trademark tackle for Heath. The bear hug and throw him on the ground. He falls forward for the height of his body and picks up 2 yards.
Yeah, Heath Baker is 6'4", just kind of reaches down, grabs the smaller running backs, and kind of just tosses them to the side.
Manhandles them in the middle there a little bit. Second and 8 at the 29-yard line. Oddly, they are taking a lot of time. Handoff is going to go to the tailback and hit the same way, falls forward, picks up another 2. And at this time, it's Isaac Anderson. Isaac, a real stalwart in the middle, and that will take us to the 2-minute warning as the running back gets up and hobbles off the field. Timeout on the field, 2 minutes to go in the opening half. It is.
Okay, there we go. The officials almost forgot it, too.
Now, 1:56 to go in the opening half. Joseph, it's our break. Ravens 28, Morningside 10.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Coming out of that 2 minute timeout, the Raven trainers are utilizing the opportunity to help that officiating crew, getting a little hydration out there to those guys because they're out there suffering in that sun and heat just like everybody else. So giving them a little refreshment there. And for Morningside, we'll see who they're going to bring out at running back. 2 minutes to go. They pushed it back to 2 minutes, by the way. They fixed that clock. Third down, 6 at their own 31-yard line. Quarterback's going to take a deep drop, look downfield, throw deep, got a man open, caught at the 50-yard line, and ushered out of bounds under the near sideline with the catch. That's Drew Sellin, the sophomore from Fremont, Nebraska. It'll be his third catch of the afternoon. He is his team's second leading receiver.
Yeah, that time doing a great job working between the numbers and the sideline, makes the catch, able to step out of bounds after a big pickup. 1:53 left here in the first half.
He's got a lot of movement going around as Morningside is trying to get his team set, quarterback play actions. Now he's going to throw a BB over the middle, and that's the play that's worked for them all day. And finally, the Ravens are going to make a tackle. Blue Kaplinger inside the 20-yard line on Jacob Nelson. And does the Raven defense is going to have to figure a way to stop that slant, man. That has just been brutal for them.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of those plays that you're going to figure out during halftime is, hey, what do we want to do with that? Because what they're doing is they've got a safety against a slot receiver, and the slot receiver's just cutting across the face of the safety.
QB back to throw, fires one, batted and nearly picked off with one hand by a big old Zachary Lacombe.
Lacombe's already got a pick six today. That time he was looking for his second interception in the afternoon. Couldn't quite hold on to it. Incomplete pass. We'll stop the clock with a minute 28 left here in the first half. It'll be second and 10 for the Morningside offense of the Raven 18.
Yeah, and Morningside's already in field goal range. I mean, they have won already today and for their first points of the afternoon.
The only question I have is we saw a kid who has not kicked ever before attempt the last PAT, so not really sure of their kicker situation.
Here's a catch at the 15 and down to the 5, and it's going to be first and goal Mustangs at the 2-yard line. Nice catch by Griffin Crafts, 6'3", 220-pound H-back. And now they'll hand off to the little running back, and he'll power it in for the Mustang touchdown. So give it to Ryan Cohen. Morningside takes advantage. Gus, they move briskly downfield on that position. They look more like a Morningside that we have seen a couple of times.
Yeah, all of a sudden this offense looks like they are starting to figure some things out. That play, 7 plays, 73 yards, and it only took a minute 39 to do it, capped off with that 2-yard run by Ryan Cole.
If there's one error that they made in that, they've given Benedictus still 70 seconds. Here comes the point after. And it is down, and it is up, and it will be successful. Joseph, one more break here. Now we're down to a minute 10 to go in the half. Ravens are going to have the football for the last possession of the half when we return. It's BC 28, Morningside 17.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We're going to be taking a little extra time with that special teams getting the kick return unit out of the field. Gus, they really need some good field position and an opportunity to put a little something else on the board. As their lead has dwindled now to 11 as we're at a minute 10 to go in the opening half. Ravens set to return the kick. The return duo of Witherspoon and Todd stand at their own 5-yard line, holding their hands like a visor as they look right into the sun. And it's going to go to Jayshon. He's struggling with it, and it's bouncing, and he finally picks it up at the 2. Jayshon at the 5 and down to the 7. He was just running down the yard line. And I don't think he could see that ball for the longest time.
I think he was expecting that thing to hit and bound into the end zone. Well, the problem was it hit and then just kind of spun down dead. And so a tough break right there for the Raven kick return unit. And if I'm Morningside, I'm saying I've got 3 timeouts, so Benedictine can't just run the ball a couple times and get out of the half. They're going to have to do something with this.
Toward that end, quarterback Jackson Dooley is going to have it behind him. Starting running back, Dalton Witherspoon. Now, Dalton is the starting running back because he is not the leading rusher for Benedictine in the game. That's Xavier Ugorji. Little wraparound handoff is going to go to Jayshon. He will cut into the middle and then turn it up at the 10 and get to the 12. So he'll pick up a couple, 3 yards in all of that. The clock is rolling. Are they taking a timeout? I'm surprised they have not yet. I don't understand it.
I would have, right? Like, I mean, you have nothing to lose right there.
Ravens are going to let this thing roll along, and they're going to take plenty of time. It's going to be at the Benedictine 12-yard line. Second down call for BC. Second down, 6-7 yards to go, and Ravens are going to just burn this clock down. It's down to 14, down to 10, and they are in no hurry to snap this ball. 25 seconds left in the half. They only have to snap it one more time, and this is it. Handoff's going to go to Witherspoon. He's going to lose yardage and stay in the field of play, which is what he wanted to do. And I think that's going to get us to the locker room. Hold on, Joseph. We'll see if Morningside, in fact, does stop the game. 3, 2, 1, and it's halftime. We'll be back and summarize the opening half for you. These two ball clubs going to the locker room, and the score in Sioux City, Iowa, Benedictine 28, Morningside 17.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, Benedictine came out of the blocks absolutely white hot in this game, as white as the white uniforms they're wearing here this afternoon. Leaped to a big lead, but do not underestimate the quality of Morningside, the number 10 team in the nation in the preseason poll. They battle back, and the Ravens take a lead into the locker room at halftime, 28-17. Gus, it's a warm afternoon. It's a great crowd. Time for football, and these two teams are showing, I think, a lot of things you'd expect. I think that you would expect them to be showing some things that need a little polish, but also a lot of potential. These two teams are going to win a whole lot of football games this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, both these teams have things that the coaching staffs are going to go in and they're going to have some words about. For Benedictine, they started this game off, they were sharp. They had touchdowns on their first three possessions. They had a pick six on Morningside's first possession. At the end of the first quarter, Benedictine was up, one play into the second quarter. Benedictine was up 28-3. But then they missed a field goal, followed it up by a couple punts, and then got it to halftime. And for Morningside, it couldn't start off any worse. Very first drive, you're moving the ball down the field a little bit, and then all of a sudden throw a pick six to Zachary Lacombe, and they found themselves in a hole. Hit a field goal on their second possession, but three straight punts before a touchdown and interception, and then a touchdown on their final possession of the half. So for Morningside, they're going to have to clean some things up. For the Ravens, they've got to get back into that offensive groove they found to start the game. As you know, what did they say? Keep the pedal on the gas if you're the Ravens here. This afternoon, Jackson Dooley, 7 of 14 passing for 142 yards and one passing touchdown. Zach Chevalier for Morningside, 15 of 28, 223 yards, two interceptions, one touchdown today. For Benedictine, you've got great rushing numbers. The Ravens have rushed for 175 yards while holding Morningside to only 57 rushing yards. They're led, though, by Xavier Ugorji, the transfer in. He has 5 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Jayshon Todd has 4 carries for 56 yards and a touchdown. And Dalton Witherspoon, right now, a very respectable 6.7 yards per carry. He has 7 carries for 47 yards here today.
Is there a surprise? Is there a surprise for you yet? Anything that you've seen or watched that you thought, well, you know, didn't see that coming?
I think I was a little surprised with how crisp the offense was to start the game for the Ravens, right? Offense is one of those things that you practice against your defense all the time. You don't really get a great look at speed during practices and things. So how were they going to come out? But for the Raven offense, they started this game just white hot.
Coaches and players will always tell you, the defense comes together first.
Exactly. And so that's why, I don't know, I just didn't expect the Raven offense to look as sharp as they did right away. I know you bring back a lot of pieces and parts. Where we talked to Coach before the game, 18 returning starters this year.
You know, the other thing that's nice to see, and you're going to see this in a game where you're talking about two really good teams, not a whole lot of penalties so far in the first half, right? One penalty on Benedictine for 10 yards, one penalty against Morningside. It was that 15-yard late hit. So it's one of those things where you start looking at the halftime numbers, they're pretty similar, right? 317 yards for Benedictine, 280 for Morningside. So, again, these two teams evenly matched, and right now the Ravens with that lead.
We're looking forward to bringing you the second half live. Looking forward to having you stick around. We got a great halftime interview. We're going to be bringing you these all season long. And today we've got a Raven player who we haven't even mentioned his name, and he's been out there a bunch today. Gus, we are remiss in not talking about Zach Phillippe. And we're going to talk to Zach. He's a senior on this BC team. A great story, great young man. And you know he is out there playing, and we're gonna make sure and point him out to you more as this game and season goes on. That said, we're gonna take a break to have a visit with Zach. Be back, bring you to the second half live. But right now, it's halftime in Iowa. Intermission score: Benedictine 28, Morningside 17. We'll be back right now, kicking it back to Joseph for halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here, Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
We've got Zach Phillippe with us. He's a Raven football player and does a lot of different things on the team. And before we get into all of that, Zach, the very first thing, the pronunciation, Phillippe, right?
It's pretty close. Yeah, it's Phillippe, yep.
Phillippe, okay, because we want to do this right, because I expect to be saying your name a lot during the course of the season, because let's just talk, first of all, about your position on the team. Not only are you a defensive guy, but you touch the ball in all the crucial moments as you're the long snap guy.
Yep, that's right. So I'll be snapping the ball on a punt, and then anytime there's a PAT or a field goal, I'll be out there as well.
So tell me, we're just going to get into this first. We got a lot of things to talk about, but being a long snap guy, is this something that you came to Benedictine to be that, or was it something that there was a practice one day and coach says, hey, who can do this?
Yeah, so initially I came to Benedictine to play linebacker. But there's one day they were looking for extra snappers, and I had done it previously in high school, so I'd give it a try, and then so I snapped, and it started from there. So yeah.
Now let's talk about the bio. Let's go back to where you're from, Nevada. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. Went to Bishop Gorman High School, grew up, family of five kids, so, yeah, middle child there, yep.
And kind of a cool little side note, you've got a brother who's followed you to Benedictine, but not for football.
No, yeah, so that's my brother, Jock. He's a really good wrestler. He got the opportunity to come to Benedictine and wrestle, so he's going into his freshman year here.
Let's talk a little bit about Bishop Gorman High School, okay? Because of all of the high school teams that are maybe a name that you're going to know all around the country, Bishop Gorman is one. What's it like to be on a program that is so well known?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, it was quite the experience. Expectations for that program were high. It was awesome to be a part of. You know, it was really great experience. You know, the pressure, you wouldn't think, you know, playing high school football, there'd be a lot of pressure playing for, you know, high school team, but it was immense playing for that program. So, yeah.
Now, everybody was familiar with them. They get national television games. They were part of some, you know, some of the little miniseries on high school football. So, I mean, did we get to see you on TV sometime?
You know what? No, I wasn't a part of those. But, you know, you would see camera crews around a lot. But it was really fun, you know, to turn on the TV and see your high school that you go to, and a lot of guys that you played with on the TV. So that was really awesome.
And so some of your old teammates, are there any names you could drop who we might know who are playing at programs that we're seeing on Saturday or maybe even on Sunday now?
Yeah. So big name that I played with is Roma Dunze. He was a played receiver. He plays for the Bears now. But I would snap to him on PATs, so you know I knew him really well, you know, and it's awesome to see him playing on Sundays. He's gonna be going into his rookie year. He played for Washington Huskies, so it's awesome to see him, you know, going out and balling out on Sundays now.
I had the distinct pleasure of, and I come to a lot of your practices because that's just something that I love to do. And I was up there the other day, and there's this gentleman sitting in the stands, and I introduced myself, and he was from Henderson, Nevada. You may know this guy, as your dad was sitting up there and enjoying the game, and we got talking about him. And you know, you talk about being from a family that has athletic background. You certainly are, because your dad's a tremendous guy, and he's got a great story.
Yeah. So my dad was a football player. He played football for Montana Tech. And then he got into the strongman competitions. He was America's strongest man in 1997. So yeah, he did all that stuff. He's, you know, really, really strong guy. So, you know, it's a great growing up in a family where, you know, that's part of his background. So.
And then he was talking about how he also has gone into the athletic, you know, training sort of business, I guess, and also had the experience of coaching or training for an Olympic team and was at Paris.
Yeah, so he's a strength coach. He's coached college, professional, all sorts of athletes pretty much all of his career. He got the opportunity to train. It's called Azerbaijan. It's over a country across kind of by Russia a little bit. But yeah, he got to train them and got to go with them to the Olympics. So that was an awesome, awesome experience for him.
Well, as your college experience goes on, let's talk about probably the really important stuff. Let's talk academically. Tell me about your major.
So I am an exercise science and strength and conditioning major. I hope my plan is to, after college, go into chiropractic. So yeah, that's, I like that, side of the field, you know, trying to help people with their health and well-being. And so, yeah, that's kind of trying to kind of follow in similar footsteps to my dad a little bit.
So you have classes with some guys like Patrick Hodapp and some of those people in that department?
Yep. I've had classes with Pat and all them. Yep.
Tell me about this Benedictine team. I mean, you've been on this club for a while. What, are you a fifth-year guy now?
I'm a fifth-year, yep.
And, you know, so you are one of the last of the head coach Larry Wilcox recruits to come in. Tell me about how the recruiting came about. How did he get a guy from the desert to come to Atchison?
Well, you know, I was looking to play football in college, and we had some family friends that actually had some kids that go into Benedictine, and they told me, you know, why don't you check Benedictine out? They got a great football program. They, you know, the coach, Coach Wilcox, has been there for about 40 years. So, you know, I sent my film over to Benedictine and got the recruiting process started, and then went on a visit. I absolutely loved it. Just fell in love with the campus, you know, the coaching staff, the people, and the rest is history from there.
And, of course, then you went through the transition to head coach Osborne. Is it a different? Is it just kind of the same? Is it a continuation? Or is the program a different kind of program than when you came in as a freshman first year?
You know what? It's a little bit different. Coach Osborne's done an awesome job of, you know, continuing the success of the football program, and it's just been awesome. You know, we have really high standards, and, you know, it's just been awesome to be a part of. So
we've got Zach Filippi. Am I making that? No, Filippi. I'm going to do this right because I'm going to say this all year. Zach, tell us a little bit about, you know, hobbies or something that we don't know about you. I mean, do you sing? Do you play a musical instrument? Are you a chess master? Tell me something we don't know about you.
Oh, man. You know what? I like to, in my free time, I know this is going to sound, you know, kind of like my dad. I like to get in the gym and, you know, lift weights anytime I can. So, you know, just trying to stay healthy and fit. Yep.
Hobbies other than that? I mean, are you a video game guy or any of that?
You know what? Since this new college football video game has coming out, I haven't been much of a video gamer before, but this is definitely turning into a something I definitely call a hobby. So definitely becoming a little bit of a video gamer.
So is this something that the team guys play? You know, you're hanging out, you know, after practice, kicking around in the evening. You've got your homework all done. I mean, do we sit around and play some games? And do they, let's say, oh, man, I can't play against Zach because he'll beat me?
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm that good yet. You know, I'm still, it's definitely, you know, hard game. There's a lot of guys that are really good at that game. So definitely just something I do for fun. Nothing I'm crazy good at or anything, but yeah, definitely.
Now, were you one of the guys who spent the summer in Atchison?
I wasn't, no. I had some jobs that I worked at back home.
Tell me about them. What'd you do? What kind of, I mean, were you construction trades? Did you cook at the fast food? What'd you do, man?
I did some medical transportation, and I did some personal training. I would take people back and forth from their medical appointments. I was basically kind of like an Uber for, doctor's appointments and all that. So, yeah,
wow.
it was a good time. Yeah.
Get to meet a lot of people and do a lot of people a great service, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a great experience.
Now, I'm going to ask you one more really tough question. Hardest question of the thing. I love asking the guys this because it's always so interesting. Superhero. Okay, everybody loves him. I think so. I do. Which is it for you? Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, or is there a D alternative?
You know what? I definitely have to say Spider-Man. You know, I was when I was a little kid, I loved Spider-Man. I was definitely, you know, had a little bit of an obsession. I had, you know, I get the costume when I was little. I'd watch all the shows and read the comics and all that. So I definitely have to say Spider-Man.
And so you're Peter Parker by day, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's great, young man. Hey, I appreciate your time so much. And is this team ready to go? Feeling good? Everybody set?
Yeah, feeling good. You know, we've put in a lot of hard work, and, you know, we're ready to get out there and play some football.
Zach, it has been an absolute pleasure, young man. We look forward to seeing you and this team do some great things this season. Zach, good luck the rest of the year. Go Ravens.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Go Ravens.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
And with that, we welcome you back to Sioux City, Iowa, where we are at halftime as the Benedictine College Ravens lead the Morningside Mustangs 28-17 at the break. Joseph, thank you so much for all your help back in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Special thank you to Zach Filippi, able to catch up with the Raven long snapper, learning a lot of things. And how about that? Former teammate of Rome Odunze. Odunze is a guy who's going to do some great things for the Chicago Bears this year. So really great of him to take some time out of his schedule. Tom Kautz here, Gus Kautz with you also as we're getting set for the second half of action and what should be a fantastic game. Benedictine jumped out on top early, 7-0 on that Zach Lacombe pick six. And one play into the second quarter, the Ravens were up 28-3, but Morningside has been able to score, 14 unanswered to make this a 28-17 game here at the break. If you remember way back at the start of the game, the Ravens won the toss. They deferred their selection to the second half, so Benedictine going to put their kick return unit out to start the game for the second half.
I got a question for you. So does a play like that, and by that play, I mean the interception for Benedictine right out the gate of the game, does that really make like a difference in a game? I mean, does that set a tone? Does that set like the die for the first half, maybe the entire game?
Yeah, probably.
Is that a big deal?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's something you'll get to talk with Coach Osborne next week about. But I think so. I mean, as a team, you expect to win a game. You expect to get things going. And all of a sudden, if you're the offense, you look up at the board. You haven't even touched the ball yet, and you're already up 7-0. That is a huge weight lifted off your shoulders as an offensive player. So, yeah, I think there's something to be said about, you know, getting touchdowns via, I don't care if it's defense or special teams, just uncommon touchdowns are huge for an offense.
Jayshon Todd, Dalton Witherspoon, standing back at the Benedictine 5-yard line. The advance, there's the kick. Our second half's underway. End over end and high. It'll be taken by Jayshon at the 5. Straight up the middle it goes across the 25 and to around the 28-yard line. We're finally swarmed over by a handful of maroon-clad kick coverage guys.
Jack Brickhouse, one of the first guys down there, sophomore out of Spencer, Iowa.
What's his name?
Jack Brickhouse.
Can you get a much better football name than that? That's good. First and 10. Here comes the Benedictine offense. They have been prolific in the first half. Jackson Dooley, 7 of 14 for 142 in a TD. Ugorji, 65. Jayshon, 56. And Dalton, 47 rushing yards in the first half. Snap back is going to hand off to Witherspoon. Nothing doing. I mean, he tried the right side there. The defense had really penetrated. Look at Austin Juergens out there, man. Big old DN out of Odell, Nebraska. And he's not a stranger to making a lot of tackles.
Yeah, Juergens is a guy who did a great job for this team last year, holding down the defensive end position for Morningside. They come out and they run more of a 43 in their base defense.
Second and 10, and the play's going to get blown dead. False start, Benedictine.
Wonder if we had one of those receivers that turned up the field a little quickly, because the official over here on the near side is now looking at Jacob Gathright and having a conversation with him. So I guess Jacob turned upfield just a little early.
Well, you talk about Jacob. He is the Ravens' leading receiver in the first half with 2 catches, 57 yards, and a score.
How about this? If I told you before the game that the Ravens were going to go into half and their leading receiver only had 2 catches, you wouldn't think 28 points, would you?
No, but I also wouldn't have thought, you know, they had that many guys catching the ball. Here's a pass downfield, and it is caught at the 45 to the 50. And if that is a better thrown ball, Tanner Zimmerman scores. It was behind him. He had to slow down, reach behind him to catch it, and still picked up over 30.
Turn around. He had to reach back or come back to the football to catch it, and he had to fight that sun right now that's setting, and it's really at kind of that inopportune place right now. Give it another 10 minutes, it'll drop behind those trees. But, man, that thing is just right about the horizon here.
First and 10, Benedictine across midfield at the 48-yard line. Jackson back to throw. 4, 5, 6, step drop, setting up a screen, and that was badly done. He was looking for Zimmerman, and I don't know
if Zimmerman,
what happened, man.
Yeah, if Zimmerman catches that, that's about a 15-yard gain.
Another big play. Now, I've been watching a little bit. You've been looking at the scoreboard here at the field. It is a big video scoreboard. Not so different than what we're going to experience beginning next week at Wilcox Stadium, as the Ravens have the new video scoreboard. And
I feel
looking forward to that.
I feel bad. I haven't even noticed the scoreboard part.
You're looking at the numbers.
Yeah,
of course. Quarterback's back, rolling left, and overthrows his intended receiver here on the near side. That's Matthew Sanford. And oddly, Matthew has not been one of those Ravens with a catch today.
We're seeing Jackson maybe struggle a little bit when he's on the run trying to throw the football, right? Like the play before where he missed Tanner Zimmerman, he was moving. That time he was trying to roll out and throw. His best passes have been when he can kind of get those feet underneath him and get set up as the crowd's starting to come to life here on this 3rd and 10.
So you feel like he's a more of a pocket kind of a guy? 3rd down 10, pass over the middle, and he sets his feet, threads the needle, and it's in. And did he drop it? Yes. Out of the hands of Jay Sean Todd, incomplete. But that was a pretty well-thrown pass between three defenders.
Yeah, but again, he kind of was able to set his feet under him and really drive that ball in there. Jay Sean just not able to hold on to that football.
So the Ravens picking up 25, 27 yards on that series, finally find it stalling out across midfield, and they're going to be forced to punt the football away in the return man. For Morningside, will settle at his own 10-yard line, waiting the punt of Cullen Bruner. Cullen at his own 40, gets it away. That is high and spinning, not real deep. It'll be caught over the shoulder at the 10, down at the 14. Whoa! I'm surprised he didn't fair catch that thing, and he's probably going to come over to the near sideline and then be thinking, Lakin Hanley is, that he's going to fair catch it next time.
Yeah, that time Lakin came flying up, the 5'11 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. And again, that was kind of a dangerous play with a lot of Ravens lurking around. But for Benedictine, they have now punted on 3 of their last 4 possessions. And you might as well call it 3 straight because the 4th one was just a couple plays before the break.
Yeah, Morningside is going to come out of that first possession of the second half saying this is what we wanted to do. We gave up nothing. We got the ball back, and we got a chance to take a bite out of that lead. Here's a pass over to the near flat, and it's in and out of the hands of Zach Norton. He was wide, wide open. Pass a little bit out in front of him. He stretched out, couldn't haul it in.
That time running that same slant play that they ran really effectively in the first half, just running from left to right and just a little too far out in front of him, couldn't hold on to it. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10 for the Mustangs, trailing by 11.
Now, you know what I think about throwing the ball a lot? Throwing the ball is great. You throw it too much, you take no time off the clock. Ravens took very little time off, and now here's a running play straight up the middle. It's going to be good for maybe 2 yards. A Raven entire possession. They got a first down, moved the ball, punted away. Morningside's coming back down the field. We've still only taken 2 minutes. You see, time management, man. I think that, you know, you can't forget to run the ball.
Wasn't that one of the keys to the game is, you know, control this game and how it's played. And now, on a 3rd and long, we're going to see the Ravens bring in that pass unit where they're going to bring Heath Baker down to a defensive tackle. They're going to bring Cole Johnson, stand him up on the left side, Jared Heron on the right.
I got Lennox Brown way over here. You got to be worried about him. He is so good. Quarterback is back looking for Lennox, and he's going to overthrow him and go to the next guy across the 30, picking up a first down at the 34-yard line. The pass to Jalen Burch, and the Miege product picking up a 1st and 10.
That time Jalen Burch just got wide open over here on the near sideline. The Ravens missed him on a little bit of a switch. Picks up the first down out to the 33-yard line. 12 minutes left here in the 3rd quarter.
Morningside has kind of found its game legs a little bit as it's as worn on this evening. We're still in the early part of the 3rd quarter. Ravens hanging on to an 11-point lead, but Morningside moving the ball. Here's that slant, and this time again, Chevalier misses Zach Norton. Zach was in front of his defender. A well-placed ball would have been complete. It was not well-placed, and it was not complete.
Yeah, he threw it a little high, and that time he was working against Jackson Hoskins. You had Fabian Njika coming up, and here's the deal. Fabian needs to come up and make a good hit, a good solid hit on the receiver on those slant patterns, and you're going to keep those guys from running over the middle if you start making a little more traffic out there.
Ravens going 52 on the defense as their quarterback takes a very deep drop, looks over the middle, and his running back coming out of the back. They get a badly thrown ball behind Drew Sellin. Goes incomplete. Gus, the quarterback's having a little trouble here in the early part of the second half hitting those receivers.
Do you think some of it might be right now that quarterback Zach Chevalier is looking right into the sun?
Maybe.
I don't think he's seen where these receivers are because all of them are behind the receivers, so I think he's just kind of guessing where they're going to be.
The big banks of overhead lights are on here at the stadium, but are taking no effect yet, but they will before this thing is over this evening. It is now a 3rd down 10. Everybody looking to the near sideline for Morningside. Get into play. Telegraphed in from head coach Steve Ryan. 22nd season's head coach. QB's back. With time, lost one. Picked off at the 40. He might score 30. Down the right side, 20. At the 10. Getting into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. That is Jackson Hoskins. He is the best interception return guy last year. Did it last year against his team. Did it again here tonight.
How about that? We talked about it in the early going. Benedictine's defense scored 2 touchdowns last year. They scored 2 already in the first game of the season. That time of pick 6, Jackson Hoskins.
Now, was Jackson laying out for that? Wasn't he hawking that a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. He was kind of hanging out over there in the flat. He had the safety over the top and then was able to just jump it. Nice job right there for the Ravens.
Here comes that PAT. Zach Phillippe with the snap. The boot is up, and somehow it got through. The trajectory was not pretty, but it made it, and we got a timeout as Benedictine uses a great defensive play, the pick 6, to stretch its lead. Timeout at 11:27 to go in the third. Ravens 35, Mustang 17.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The Ravens are doubling up right now on Morningside.
Isn't it fitting? It was a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Welcome to Saturday night. Is this our only Saturday nighter?
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done. 35-17, Benedictine in front after its second pick 6 score. Here's a boot. Oh, that's a nice one. And it is going to go into the end zone this time. Looking at it, Jalen Birch says, you know what, I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to let the thing go out the back.
Do you realize the first possession of each half has now ended in a pick 6 for Morningside?
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good catch right there. I didn't see that.
Just sitting there, and I'm like, wow, that first one was on the first possession. You look up and you realize that quickly the first possession of the second half has ended in a pick 6. And we are, man, we're within the last just few minutes of that sun being an issue right now.
Yeah, it's beginning to set in the west. Is open parking lot on the west side of the field, but well beyond it is heavily wooded areas, and it is going to then have the sun sitting behind it. It'll be daylight out, but it won't be direct sunshine. Quarterback is going to do a little reverse play, and it's going to be good for about 5 as he pitches it to the sweep guy. When he finally turns it upfield, not a lot of room there for Lennox Brown. Where's Lennox gone? He was big last year. He was big early in the game, and he has really disappeared. Have the Ravens taken him out of the game, or has he just not worked himself into the rotation somehow tonight?
Some of it I'm wondering is if you realize, or if you pay attention, every time Lennox comes off the field, he's over here getting looked at by the training staff after every possession.
Second down at about 3. They're going to give him 7 on that. Deep, deep drop again, setting up that screen. It's going to be complete to the running back at the 30-yard line, Fowdy. He's going to have to the 45, gets his balance to the 50, contains his balance, and gets all the way to the Raymond 40-yard line. That has turned into a really, really big play, and well done by Ryan Cole.
Yeah, great job by Ryan Cole. Nice job by Chevalier, able to just take his time, and now the Ravens have a player that's down on the field. He's cramping a little bit as he grabs the back of that left calf.
Yeah, when you see the guy down there rubbing that calf muscle just trying to get that thing to release a little bit. And Patrick, you can tell him and you can tell him, but you can't force him to keep hydrated. You can only do what you can do, Patrick.
If you're hydrating on Friday, it's too late.
Yeah.
So, for Morningside, are you a little surprised that we're going to see Chevalier stay out there? And the only reason I ask that is he's a guy who only played 6 games for him. You have Cash Parker out there, only a sophomore, who played 9 games last year. I mean, you split a lot of time between these two quarterbacks. And right now, Chevalier, 18 of 35, 273 yards is good. but one touchdown, three interceptions. And last year against Morningside, Benedictine was able to force, what do we have, five turnovers, three fumbles, two interceptions. So, again, three interceptions already for Chevalier. I'm just a little surprised that we haven't seen Cash Parker out there. And I'm going to tell you, if Chevalier turns the ball over one more time, you probably got to figure something better at quarterback.
Well, that will be the last you will see of number 15 for Morningside. 35-17, Benedict in front, coming off the sideline a little bit. Abram Phillips looking pretty good as he jogs off the field and under his own power and gets that thing stretched out.
Yeah, and the Ravens are going to bring Kyle Gibson in, the 6'1" senior linebacker out of Tracy, California, to replace him, and he's going to kind of line up and shade that slot a little bit.
Four receivers now to the wide side. QB's back, pumps once, pulls it back down, goes over the middle, and that was nearly picked off. It's 25-yard line, a headlong dive by Javai Blomquist, but he couldn't quite get it at the shoelaces. And it's going to go incomplete. And again, Chevalier makes his coach, you know, gasp a little on the near sideline.
Yeah, you know, his best plays have been those quick little slants, right, across the middle of the field. He's not had much luck going down the field because when he pushes the ball, that's when he gets himself into trouble. That time, Javai Blomquist playing kind of that center field.
From the Raven 41-yard line, it is a second down 10. Morningside, QB. Back to throw, lobs one, timing pattern, right side, has his man, and off the fingertips of Lennox Brown, because that is not a Lennox Brown play. He comes up earlier in the game with a spectacular one-handed catch, and that one hits him in the palms, and he doesn't hold on.
Yeah, and you watch him in his body language as he comes off the field here. He just, that ball was on the Morningside sideline. He sifted it down to the 10-yard line. He couldn't quite hold on to it. He unbuckles his cap, puts it up a little bit, and walks back down the sideline. He's not going to stay in for this play. It's going to bring up now a third down for Morningside, and you can tell the body language just isn't great right now for some of these Morningside players.
Big third down play. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. QB stays in the pocket, pass, and caught from behind, a badly thrown ball, and well caught by Jacob Nelson, who came back for it.
Yeah.
And makes the catch, picks up a first down, and moves the ball well into Raven territory just inside the 20.
And he was working over here against Trey Williams, the sophomore cornerback, and that time just ran him off and then came back to the ball.
QB's back. He's got his man over the middle. Touchdown. Went right back to Jacob Nelson, and that time Nelson is headed down the sideline, sprinted to the middle, got behind the coverage, and a quick release results in a Morningside score.
And that's a big touchdown right there for Zach Chevalier. He now has as many touchdown passes to his own team as he does to the Ravens with his fourth touchdown pass of the day, two to Benedict and two to Morningside.
35-23, PAT coming up here. Bryson Wilkie. It'll be held by third-string quarterback Luke Paulson, who gets it down, and the kick gets away and gets through, and we get to a break. More scoring in this ballgame. It is a high-scoring affair this evening in Sioux City, Iowa. 9 minutes and 34 seconds ago, still in the third quarter, where Benedictine leads Morningside 35-24.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaka burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John. Download our app, earn free please.
Now, Gus, I don't know enough about football. I'd like to know more, so help me with a little analysis here. What is Morningside's long suit? They've rushed for 60 yards and thrown for 314. What do you think they prefer to do?
I would say maybe today they're going to go ahead and try to pass that ball a little bit.
Keep throwing the football. It's worked for them. Here's a kick that is short, taken at the 12. Ravens will return it across the 25, and swarmed at the 30, down at the 31. It'll be first and 10 from there, and we're getting a little dicey out there.
And that 15 is not Jackson Dooley on the kickoff return for the Ravens. As Benedictine gets the ball all the way out as the official is going to finally spot this thing down. I think actually the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Benedictine offense there. You're going to have Jayshon in the ballgame right now and Jacob. Can I tell you, it's been a little interesting tonight. We've seen some plays where both of those guys are off the field. Well, now they're back in the game together along with Joseph Lagafuiana.
Running back is going to be Witherspoon on the left hand of the quarterback. And the ball's on the ground. That was a terribly done play, and the Ravens throw it away, giving it to Morningside. That was a disaster. The snap went back, okay, and Jackson Dooley was going to hand it on a little jet sweep, and the ball really never got back there, certainly never got from the quarterback to the running back, went straight to the ground. Morningside covers it up, takes it away, and then as Morningside comes off the field, the official throws a flag, and Morningside is being penalized for I don't know what. They have been had some issues getting along with the officials today.
I think we're going to have it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct against Morningside. So instead of having this ball all the way down to the 29-yard line, you're going to back this thing all the way out towards midfield at the 44. Actually, again, we're going to have to the 45-yard line. So, again, a big deal that they got the ball back, but a tough break that you're going to lose 15 yards in the process.
And so for the Ravens, here's the thing. How big are turnovers, right? The Ravens' lead is because of takeaways, and Morningside can battle themselves right back into this thing and get within a score because of a Raven turnover. First and 10 at the Benedictine 45-yard line. Chevalier quickly back out on the field to run this Mustang offense. His running back, Ryan Cole, to his right side. Now penalty markers all over the place. There was movement, I believe.
There were all kinds of guys in movement. You had the left tackle kind of rocking forward. You had a wide receiver in motion. Now you've got an official having a word over here with one of the coaches on the near sideline.
Those guys have been barking at each other entire game. His coach has been on that field judge's nerves this evening.
Now, Morningside players are pointing to Benedictine. Wouldn't be a shock if they did. That ball delay a game against Benedictine. I'm not really sure exactly what they're going to call there. So, the penalty against the Ravens will move the ball down to the 40-yard line. It'll be first and 5 for Morningside. If you're the Mustangs, this isn't a bad spot to take a shot down the field.
BC shifting the front four defensively. Motion to the right side. Quarterback is going to hand off to the second man. Hitting into the middle of the line is going to be Ryan Cole. Boy, he is met quickly and driven down fast.
Jared Heron, the first guy in there for the Raven defense, also coming up to make the stop. Zachary Lacombe. Lacombe having a really good start to this season. The 5'11" sophomore out of Round Rock, Texas.
Ryan Cole's been the workhorse for this team. 13 carries, averaging 3.5 a carry, less 45 yards today. A lot of carries, not a lot of yards, but you still got to have that guy, and they're going to give it right back to him here. This time he's going to pick up about 4 or 5, put a hand on the ground and keep his balance and dive forward for a first down. That was a hard run and a good reflexive play to extend the open hand, the free hand, maintain his balance, and lunge forward for the first down to the Raven 34.
Something Morningside has done today after first downs are quickly back up over the football, and that's what they're going to do right here.
Very quick QB pass over the middle, and there's that pass that we saw all the time in the first half for huge yardage. And again, it's Lennox Brown on the slant down to the 15. And again, the Raven down with a leg cramp. So we had not seen much out of Lennox Brown. We had not seen them go back to the well and run that slant play for quite some time, but they did it again right there, and again, very successfully. And, Gus, it's not like it's really any kind of a variation on the play. It is exactly the same play, run from the right side of the offense, angling to the left, the same distance downfield. I mean, it is just carbon copy. Like you're in practice running that same play over and over.
Yeah, and for the Ravens getting up over there on the far side, it's going to be a tough loss. Kyle Rowland, starting to cramp up, and we've still got about a quarter and a half of football left.
Yeah, a little over.
So Kyle Rowland's going to check out of the ball game, and the Ravens are going to look over there, and they're going to decide to bring in Blake Dapkus in there, the 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Ashland, Missouri.
First and 10 from the Benedictine 15-yard line, deep in Raven territory at Morningside. Quarterback Zach Chevalier. Zach, 21 of 40, throwing the ball, 333 yards, is back to throw again. Throws one, is going to be a leaping catch made to the line of scrimmage, 15 down to the 10, and buried at the 8-yard line.
K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton.
You're going to have a penalty marker in the backfield, personal foul, roughing the passer. And Chevalier went down, and he grabbed his knee, and as soon as the official called it, he jumps up, and he flexes to the crowd, and away they go.
He says he's all right. Yeah, by the way, Joseph was kind of giving us the hint there. It is 8 o'clock, and you are enjoying college football on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. The penalty is going to be assessed to Benedictine. It'll move the ball halfway to the goal line, and we'll bring up a first and goal. Morningside now at the Raven 4-yard line, trailing in this game only by 11. Gus, are Raven fans beginning to have flashbacks of last year where Benedictine had the lead early, only to see Morningside come back late?
Yeah, probably a little bit, right? Right now, Morningside looks like the team who has all the momentum, and right now, looking to punch one in, ball all the way at the 5. Raven defense going to have to force another turnover.
And Chevalier has now gone wide. They have snapped directly to Lennox Brown. They've moved him back into the quarterback spot. He goes to the 1.
If I had my choice between Chevalier and Lennox Brown, you're going to win more games with Lennox Brown at the quarterback position.
But I'm surprised that they had Chevalier out there and moved him over wide left. And they're going to do the same thing again. They're going to take the quarterback and make him a receiver. They're going to snap the ball to Brown. You know he's going to run straight ahead, right?
Right.
Okay, just so you know, because that's what's going to happen. Even though he has running back Ryan Cole beside him, it is going to be Lennox to run. And there he is. He takes the ball, pushes, goes in, touchdown. Easy as that. Now we've got a lot of pointing.
Well, the Ravens are coming out of the end zone with the football, and I just don't see any way that Lennox didn't break the plane with that football. So Lennox is going to get in for the touchdown, and quickly that. I'm a little surprised Morningside doesn't go for 2 right here and make it a 1-score game, or make it a 3-point game.
But they will not. Again, it's going to be third-string quarterback and holder Luke Paulson with a knee on the ground. It's going to be Bryson Wilkie to look for this point, and they're going to fake it. They are going for 2, and the third-string quarterback drops back, bats it, and it's going to be incomplete in the middle of the end zone. He threw it into a mass of humanity. 3 or 4 guys got a hand on it. No one could catch it, and a 2-point attempt is unsuccessful. Timeout, 6:47 to go in the third quarter. We've got a great football game going on here in Sioux City, Iowa. Your score, Benedictine 35, Mustangs 30.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With 6 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the third quarter, nearly half of the third quarter remaining. I guess it's like a whole new football game starting over. It's now only 35-30, Ravens leading it by 5. Benedictine has never trailed in this game, but you know what? Morningside has never quit in this game.
Yeah, Morningside has continued to battle back here in the second half, and that was set up by the fumble by the Ravens and able to make this now a 5-point game.
Kick taken by Jay Sean at the 5, shows his great speed as he crosses the 25, and then will be stopped, held up, driven back short of the 30-yard line. Here comes the Raven offense, and Gus, for this Benedictine offense, it struggled here in the second half. They need to have a good series down the field. They need to take a little time off the clock, and they need to get a score.
Yeah, the Ravens got ahead in this ballgame, and then it's like they kind of took the foot off the gas and, for lack of a better term, maybe got a little too creative, right, instead of just kind of staying with your bread and butter.
2 second-half possessions, a punt and a fumble. Now here's going to be a handoff. Witherspoon, there's a nice run to the 30, to the 35, picks up a first down, gets across the 40, and again, does a great job. I mean, that's a guy who knows how to run the ball. That's that Windsor, Missouri double arm wrap is what they call it. The Windsor wrap. It's kind of like a Windsor necktie, but it's the Windsor wrap of the football.
That time the big center, Rashad Beckham, leading the play down the field. That time he pulled, went up to the right, led that run all the way down the right side.
If I'm a running back, I like the idea of having Rashad in front of me. Here's another handoff. Back to the right side again, beyond the 45-yard line, picking up 5 yards to the 47. Again, that goes. There goes Dalton Witherspoon.
You had who I had as a high school math teacher, but you had a guy that, you know, coached a little football back in the day.
Yes.
3 + 3 + 3 + 3 = 12?
Yes.
And 12 is more than 10. And right now the Ravens are kind of utilizing that mentality of, let's just pound the rock, right? Like a 5 yard run right there. They're looking at 2nd and 5.
And we're down now to 5.5 to go in the third quarter. QB back, gets it away to Jay Sean. Little misdirection pass, and Jay Sean's going to be tackled from behind. All of that, razzle-dazzle, and 3 yards. But 3 yards is better than no yards.
You also know what 3 yards is? Brings up a second or a third now in 2.
Yeah.
So another 3 yard gain would be huge. And now this is becoming an issue for the Ravens as Jay Sean's slow to get up, and he's stretching and grabbing the back of his leg as well. And we're really seeing cramping become an issue for this Raven team.
It's very surprising that they are not better prepared maybe for that. It's not like them at all. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Ravens are going to be back home next Saturday. Benedictine will have the home opener and the conference opener. So it's going to be an exciting one at home, as you will have some guys who just had the Billy Battle. William Penn come to town.
Yeah.
So what was it? Billy Battle? Billy Ball? Billy?
Billy Bowl.
The Billy Bowl. That's what they had.
William Woods versus William Penn. And, man, Penn just throttled Woods the other night. So Penn off a couple extra days of rest coming to Atchison next Saturday, and then 2 more weeks, and Ravens will be home with a team from Des Moines. So this year the Ravens won't play Graceland, but they'll get Grandview instead.
Yes. All right. Here you can hear the crowd getting a little enthused now. They want a big defensive play. Raven fans on the far sideline looking for a first down, third down at the 50-yard line, third down. 2 quarterbacks going to keep it in. Can he get it? Oh, it's going to be close. The Gus says yes.
So does the official on the near side. We've got a really good angle on this, and that time Jackson Dooley just stuck a foot in the ground, pushed forward, and used that 6'1" frame to pick up a first down.
And by the way, a little tip of the hat and some genuine appreciation to the folks here at Morningside. They have got us. We're at the 50-yard line. We're on the second floor of the facility. We've got a great view. They have been wonderfully hospitable, and we appreciate all the help they have been getting us here today. BC back on a first down. Called Jackson Dooley now running for his life. Rolls right side, passes. That was a good pass over the defender down to the 35, 30, 25, 20. Tyler Watson with the catch. Gus, I'm going to be real honest. I thought that thing was going to get picked for just a second.
Yeah, Tyler Watson did a good job of going up and kind of stealing that ball away. Last year at Mount Baptist, 16 catches for 210 yards and 2 touchdowns. That time he was able to just go up, steal the ball away from the defender, and then turn it into a nice gain. This is the kind of possession that the Ravens needed. That was a 33-yard pass play to the tight end.
Ravens at the 25-yard line and now moving the ball. Here's a handoff right side, putting his head down, breaking through the line of scrimmage, getting it down to the 10-yard line. Nice run, Dalton Witherspoon and the Ravens on the move now. The offense has found its groove.
Yeah, and running the football has really kind of helped the Ravens a little bit, because now you've got Morningside kind of guessing what you're doing, and that's what you want. You don't want the defense to be able to kind of tee one off. That time the Ravens able to get the ball down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. It's going to bring up now 2nd and 3.
Tyrell Lowe, Cale Pittenger, two big, big men coming in for the defensive front for Morningside. takes it. Hands off again. Running back at them, there's just no room for Dalton Witherspoon as he tried the middle. Chase Harden, big sophomore out of Michigan.
So right tackle. Right there, Dalton pushes forward, picks up one, is now looking at a third and one. Here's the big deal. If you can pick up a first down right here, you're going to have first and goal inside the five. And right now, the Ravens are also doing something good for their defense. They're taking some time off the clock to give that defense a little bit of a breather.
And the last two downs, Morningside has rotated all four of its defensive front four in and out of the game, bringing in fresh guys up front. Third down and a long yard. Quarterback's going to take a handoff to inside the five. First and goal, Benedictson. Most of the Ravens scores today, guys, they've been kind of explosive scores. I mean, they've been the long reach. They've been, you know, way downfield. This is the first really, it feels like, grinded down the field, punch we're in kind of a score that they're looking in the eyes of right now.
Yeah, so the offense has only scored three touchdowns today. A 40-yard run by Jay Sean, a 17-yard pass from Dooley to Gathright, and a 20-yard run by Xavier Ugorji. Now the Ravens are looking to just play power football. It's first and goal at the three. Benedictine with the football, 2 minutes left in the third quarter, leading by five.
Witherspoon continues to be the running back. We have not seen Xavier in the backfield here in the second half. Motion will come to the right side to Jacob Gathright. And markers litter the ground, and the Ravens are going to get a timeout and save it. We're going to take a timeout, Joseph, for BC, wanting to get the play right. The break with a minute 50 to go in the third. BC, 35, Morningside, 30.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you as the teams are beginning to come out on the field after that Raven timeout. Gus, we were talking about that, this Benedictine possession. It has been a good one.
Yeah, this Raven possession has been able to take some time off the clock. They are 2 of 2 passing for 36 yards, but 6 rushes for 33 yards, 8 plays, 69 yards. So this will be play 9 of the drive.
And it is a first and goal at the 3. QB's going to turn, hand off, running back hit, dropped to the line of scrimmage. That play took forever and a day to unfold, and the defense had plenty of time to see what was happening, to seek out the running back, and to make the tackle for no gain. It'll bring up a second to goal at the 3 once again.
Yeah, so you know what the Ravens are going to do? They're going to take out Lagafuiana. They're going to take out of the ball game Ethan Perrott. They're going to bring in Tanner Zimmerman at 6'5", 235. They're going to bring in Court Madsen at 6'4", 225. Raymond's going to bring in some size, tuck two tight ends on either side, actually go 3 tight ends. They're going to keep Taylor Watson out there.
Dooley and Witherspoon in the backfield. Hand off. No, Dooley's going to keep it, and he's going to go down at the 5. Again, that play took forever to unfold. Or maybe it's just me. It feels like it.
Yeah, so what they're trying to do is fake the handoff to the running back, and there's just too much read right there inside the 5. You've got to just hit it downhill and make something happen. They're going to bring Jay Sean back into the ballgame, take out Tanner and Court Madsen.
Do you think they're saving Xavier for a fourth quarter? Do you think he's injured, or you just think that they're giving Dalton's run here?
I just think right now you're rolling with the hot hand.
So now it's third and goal back at the 5-yard line. This started as first and goal at the 3. Now third and goal at the 5. This time the handoff, nowhere for Witherspoon. Down, maybe lost another yard. And the Raven offense going backward. Big old Tyel Low. We saw him come in. We talked about it a moment ago at 6'4", 260. He's a big guy. And now the Ravens, do you go for 3? I mean, it certainly gives you that 8-point lead. You got to have that, right?
You got to have the 8. Yeah, but they're going to go ahead and let this roll down, I think, and get to the 4. See, there goes Jackson.
Going to take it to the fourth quarter before this field goal attempt by Benedictine will be made. 3 quarters in the book in Sioux City, Iowa. It has been everything Everybody had hoped a great game between two great teams. We go to the fourth. It is Benedictine 35 and Morningside 30.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Set to go to the fourth quarter here in the Hawkeye State. Benedictine leading as they've led throughout the ballgame, but their lead at 5, 35-30. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio.
Thank you.
Gus Couch with me here, Tom Couch. And, well, Gus, we go to the fourth quarter. Benedictine is going to begin this fourth quarter with a field goal effort. Don't forget, as we talked about at the second quarter, we will have a two-minute timeout toward the end of the game. And the other things, the reviews and stuff that have been implemented haven't impacted us at all today, have they?
Not yet. Here's the three-point effort, and it is good. Jackson with the hold, and the uprights are split by, we're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, by Harry Balke.
Those uprights are 10 feet across. That ball had to be at least 12 feet in the air.
Yeah, and the only way I was sure the thing was good is I watched the shadow work across that far upright. That thing was sidewinding and wasn't exactly clean, and they haven't been all game. And now you see Harry over there talking with Jackson. I think it's just really more of a hold issue. So that's something you probably don't work on enough in practice, especially in the early going. You're working on making sure the offense is where you want it to be. But for the Raven offense, that is, how about this? Your first points of the ball game since first quarter offensively.
Now, I got a question for you. You're a statistics kind of guy. I feel like this game has gotten very close. If I were to go to do a game comparison of total yards between these two teams, how would that be shaken out about now?
I think that the yardage would be similar. I just think they got to that different ways, right? So both teams have 410 total yards passing, 340 for Morningside. Benedictine has passed for 207.
Here's a Raven kick. It is away and taken at the 2-yard line. It is going to be returnable up the right side across the 25, 30. And drug down from behind, it is going to be first and 10 at their own 35-yard line for the Mustangs. Nice return by Jalen Birch for Morningside. Yeah, so the Ravens have been very balanced. 207 passing, 203 rushing. For Morningside, it is all through the air. 340 passing the ball for only 70 rushing yards today for Morningside. As we go now to the fourth quarter, Benedictine with a touchdown lead, up 38-30.
You're up a full score right now.
Here we go. The light's fully in effect now as darkness has set in. QB will take it, play actions, goes over to the near side, and it is going to be short and incomplete. The intended receiver over here, Jacob Nelson, but he had even turned around and tried to scramble back, but the ball was thrown a couple of yards short of him.
Yeah, it was so short because Isaac Anderson did a great job getting into the backfield and able to put a little pressure on the quarterback, Zach Chevalier. The Ravens have got back there and maybe hurried him a little bit today, but we've seen zero sacks this afternoon, or this evening now, I guess.
Two receivers each way. Second down, 10 of their own 35. QB again looks left. And nice pick play to the 45, 50, 45, 40, down to the 39-yard line. That was well done, well run, well executed, and highly successful. Jalen Birch with some big yards.
Yeah, that time you got your left guard, Brody Kurter, out there, and he was able to push off. I thought you were looking for that.
No.
Brody Kurter doing a great job, able to push off. And again, first down, so quickly over the football comes Morningside.
And this time they're going to hand off to the running back. He bounces out, gets wrapped up, pulled down, gains a yard, maybe two. No more than that. Short pickup for Jalen Birch.
That time Kyle Gibson out there, Dylan Witherspoon for the Ravens. A short gain. It'll bring up now a second and nine. Benedictine with that stoppage of play for a moment. They're going to make some changes along the front line. They're going to bring Joe Burke in. You're going to see Cole Johnson in there.
Raven defense is going to have to come up big. They've come up big twice with pick sixes. They're going to have to come up with another big play here. Yes. Morningside again with some momentum, moving the football down. All this momentum again with stopping the Ravens on a first and goal from the three. Pass over the middle, wide open to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Mustangs. Another big catch downfield. This time it is going to be reeled in by Zach Norton, hometown guy, 6 foot senior. Back over the football again just that quickly. They race up over the ball. First and 10 at the 35. Now we have markers down. Handoff in the backfield to Ryan Cole, who's brought down right there by Heath Baker.
You got to
think that play even happened.
Yeah, you got to think as quickly as they snapped the football that not everybody was set. Officials taking lots of time talking about this. And
yeah, penalties have been a rarity here today.
Ravens are kind of backing up a little bit.
A lot of times game one, you're going to have that, and they should back up.
They
were
on the defense, so. Tough break right there for the Ravens. Now they're going to take Kyle Gibson out of the ball game and bring back in 13, Dominique Stone King. So they're going to take out a linebacker, bring in another safety, and what they're trying to do right there is try to figure out a way to stop these slant patterns over the middle.
First and 5 at the Benedictine 20. Nelson goes motion. Pass is going to be his way. Caught at the 25, 20, and he will drag a defender to the 15-yard line, which will result in another first down. Dominic Stone King makes the tackle. But again, drug inside the 15. It's first and 10. Mustangs.
So Morningside, you're seeing them do a lot of motion right now. They're moving guys all around the field. They're trying to figure out exactly how Benedictine is switching off their defenders, whether they're bringing a safety across, moving a corner. They're just trying to get a good feel for what's happening.
QB's back. Now he'll throw into the end zone. Oh, that was great defense. And there's a penalty for a pass interference. I thought he had cleanly made that reach across and in front of Zach Norton, but the official backer is going to call interference in the goal, at the goal line.
Kyle Rowland did a nice job, I thought, of getting that hand in front, but they're going to say must have hooked him with that backside hand that we couldn't see over there. So pass interference against the Ravens, and the pass was in the end zone, so it's going to place the ball down at the 2-yard line. That'll be first and goal for Morningside there.
That will be the 6th penalty of the game. For Benedictine, only 2 penalties.
How many yards you got on that?
29 plus this one, so, you know, probably 40, 45 yards.
So last year, Benedictine against Morningside, 6 penalties, 66 yards.
First and goal from the 2. Quarterback now under center for the first time today. Will hand off to his running back. Oh, what a great defensive play. Submarining underneath, grabbing him by the ankles and dropping him at the 5-yard line. There's a loss of 3 on that play. That was tremendous work by Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson uses that 5'9" frame of his to get underneath the offensive lineman right there and able to push that ball. A 3-yard loss, they're going to push all the way back to the 5-yard line where Morningside's going to have it second in goal. We've got 11:50 left in this contest.
Clock clicking right along. Receivers wide to the right. Go. Norton and Brown. That's where you've got to be looking for this ball to go. In the backfield, Cole next to quarterback Chevalier. Motion comes across. QB comes back. Looks over the middle. Wide open. Touchdown. And, of course, who's it going to go to, guys?
Yeah, Lennox Brown.
Yep.
So Lennox Brown going to haul that thing in for a touchdown. And the offense staying out on the field. They're going to go for the 2 right here and looking to tie it up on their 12th possession of the game. For Morningside, how about this? 3 touchdowns on their last 3 possessions.
Second touchdown of the game for Lennox Brown. As he goes over 100 receiving yards today. and they're going to go for two. So standard set. QB is going to slide down, and pitch it back. And then Lennox Brown throws the touchdown. It's good for two. Quarterback rolled left. Lennox Brown was going the other way. It was pitched to him as a lateral. And then Lennox Brown on a razzle-dazzle throws a two-point play. And we are tied. Taking a timeout with 11:33 to go in the game. We're starting over. Benedictine 38, Morningside 38.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
With 11:33 to go. There'll be a ton of points scored here today. Game one of the 2024 football campaign. Welcome, everybody. Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studios, our producer engineers. This kick is away, bounding at the 20, short hopping at the 15, where it's taken there by the Ravens, and up the field, Jay Sean, to around the 30, where it will be first and 10. I can see this thing getting really chippy before it's over.
Yeah. I think that's pretty safe to say at this point. These two teams are pressing themselves right up to the limit. You're talking about two teams in the top 20. They realize that you can't lose because, again, a loss in week one puts you behind the eight ball the entire season, right?
Yep.
Especially in NAIA football in the playoffs, it has gotten a little better because you've expanded the playoffs, but again, you don't want to lose. You want to start the season off right. And now we have hit the reset button with 11:29 left.
Motion will go to the left side, and the handoff is going to go into the middle where Witherspoon will turn his body sideways and knife forward for about 4 yards to near the 35-yard line.
That was a good job right there by Dalton Witherspoon. It looked like he was going to get hit at the line of scrimmage, not get anything. Instead, he kind of is able to turn the shoulder pad sideways, as you described, put a hand on the ground, push forward, pick up about 4 yards. It'll bring up second and six now for the Raven offense. And you're right, they're rolling with Dalton here in the second half. We haven't seen Ugorji since the first.
And again, I was pretty impressed with how he had played. Handoff again is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll bounce outside, gets a little bit of a block, puts a head down, runs over defensive back across the 45, up to the 47-yard line, maybe the 48. Another really strong run by Dalton Witherspoon, and the things we had heard about him putting on a little extra weight, a little extra strength, all absolutely true. And now, as we say it, into the game, it's Xavier Ugorji, the 5'9" junior from Menifee, California, at a Riverside Community College out there. First and 10, Benedictine, just shy of midfield, a couple of yards. Jackson Dooley's back to throw, rolls left, throws left, has his man, 7 yard gain to the 45 yard line. Ravens are across midfield. Nice catch by Matthew Sanford. Matthew Gus coming up right there with his first catch of the day. And Benedictine is 2, 4, 6, thrown to 9 different receivers now today.
Yeah, and Kyle Rowland for 5 yards. He's really camped over for 5, but Ravens are getting a lot of guys in the mix.
Here's Ugorji at the 45-40. Ugorji at the 35. Dance was back into the middle of the 33. Gus, I know he hasn't run a lot. I know he's new to the program, but this guy is electric, and he is so fun for me to watch.
Well, and he's a small back, right? At five foot nine, and they're lying about that. But he is quick in the middle and able to get around guys.
They're going to hand it off to him again, and this time he's going to kind of scoot and then slip down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to squirt forward and pick up about 3 yards on the play. Benedictine, 3 plays, 26 yards on this current drive.
Ravens are going to get Cameron Dover out of the game. They're going to take Jay Sean out of the game, and they're going to bring in some big blockers. Everybody's in tight on this second down call. Now they'll shift out and send receivers to the left side. Ugorji and Gathright are both wide left. Now Jackson's going to go. He's got room to run 30, 25, first down at the 20-yard line. He had so much daylight.
That's something that we didn't see a lot out of Jackson Dooley last season is he didn't run the ball much. He liked to stay there in the pocket, let the play develop, and he was going to throw the football. That time, a great job getting outside the pocket, realizing that they're going to give you the first down if you take it, and he did just that. Able to push forward, pick up the first down, step out of bounds prior to the 20-yard line. They're going to mark him out at about the 22. It'll be first and 10, Ravens.
It's been a very good possession for Benedictine. 8.5 minutes to go in a tie game, 38-38. Motion right, QB back. Blitz from the outside. He's throwing into the end zone. It's a man-to-man. There's penalty markers down to the back of the end zone. Pass interference on the defense.
That time you had a okay. So you had a little safety out there. Cade Harriman trying to go against Tanner Zimmerman at 6'5", 235 pounds. That pass interference will occur in the end zone. The officials are going to step it off. Well, I guess it was at the 22, so it can be a 15-yard penalty. It should go to the 7. Yeah. It'll go to the 7-yard line and be first in goal for the Ravens there. 8:18 left in this game.
This has been a very good possession for Benedictine when they have really needed a good possession. First and goal, Ravens. BC, let's call this the 7-yard line. That's on the left hash mark. Receivers, two to the right, tight end to the right. Now motion to the right. They overload that side of the field. And a quarterback, it's going to be a direct snap to Dalton Witherspoon, who's down to the 5. They went to the Wildcat.
Yeah, that time they motioned Jackson Dooley out of the backfield, sent him to the right, and that time the direct snap to Dalton Witherspoon pushes forward to the 5-yard line. It'll be 2nd and goal. They're going to actually mark him shy of the 5. They're going to say the 6-yard line. It'll be 2nd and goal for the Raven offense.
They're going to leave the same personnel package in the game. And look at the backfield also, because you got Tanner Watson, a 6'2", 235 junior from Hillsboro. He's also in the backfield. He's going to be like a leading block, and the quarterback is going to run, maybe gets a yard to the 4.
Now they're going to even say just back to the 5. So
the Ravens are having trouble inside the 10 moving the ball. I mean, they had a moment ago down here. They couldn't score it, and then up here again.
They bring in the fullback and run belly. No.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I asked the new running coach the other day. I caught him in the parking lot and asked him how many fullbacks they carried. I'll let you think about that number.
He went home and looked up in the dictionary. What's a fullback?
Yeah. Here we go. They're going to, again, direct snap to Witherspoon. 3rd and goal at the 5. Now Dooley and Witherspoon switch. They'll snap to Dooley. He's back. Throws right. Has his man nearly picked off an incomplete. Boy, he was looking for Matt Sanford, and that should have been intercepted.
That time, Dijon Walls had a hand on it. He had 5 interceptions last year, and that time couldn't quite come up with one. And for the Ravens, they're going to bring out the field goal unit, and this is a loss right here, right? I mean,
it's a lot of things.
You've got to come away with 6 here and not 3.
And let's be very candid. The kicking game that he's been an adventure. This will be a 22-yard field goal held by Dooley. It is down. It is up. That was a great kick. Very high and right through the middle, and the Ravens back in front. Timeout, 6:59 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the lead once again. Ravens 41, Mustangs 38.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Tell you what, if you enjoy football games, kind of don't mind a lot of points. This has been a very entertaining game. Seen a little bit of everything. We've seen pick sixes, more than one. We've seen big defensive stand. We've seen long offensive plays. We've seen comeback efforts. We've seen the game with one team with a lead, big lead, tied, and now It is a three-point game with inside 7 to go. The boot away. Jalen Burch is going to take it away from a yard deep. Up the right side, 20, 5, 30, 5. Finally, pushed out of bounds up around the 40-yard line. That was a tremendous return. Jalen Burch.
Yep, they're going to mark him out. Looks like the official is going to walk it all the way back now to the 37-yard line. But still, a fantastic return. And you're starting to see the Morningside sideline start to show a little more emotion. They look a little more upbeat. You got to remember, it wasn't that long ago that they were walking around with their heads hanging down, and now they look like a team who's poised to make a run at this.
For the Ravens, guess, let's be very candid here. It's going to take another, and there have already been many today, another big Raven defensive series. First and 10 at the 37. Quarterback, a straight-off handoff. Running back, he is going to be stood up, gets two.
Jared Heron there along with Isaac Anderson. Make the stop on the play for the Ravens. And, yeah, you talk about the defense right now. They've taken the ball away three times today. They have scored two touchdowns. I mean, I'm not sure that you can ask much more of this team, but you're going to ask them to try to have a fourth takeaway here and try to maybe seal this game up.
6'2", 300-pound center Mason Scott takes a look at the armband, comes up over the football, second down and 7. Morningside has thrown 40. QB's back, baby pass over the middle, and is it caught? It is at the 45-yard line, going to be a couple of yards short of the first down. Then he turns it up the other. They're going to give a very generous mark to Jalen Burch. And the, tell you what, the guy out of Miege is having a huge first game of the season.
And I'm telling you, we're seeing Morningside quickly run up over the football after the first down. They love, after this first down, the package that they have, and they're going to run the same play again. They're now struggling to get the tight end where they need him to be.
Yeah, they're calling him the H-back. That's big old Griffin Kraft over there, 6'3", 220. QB's passes over the middle, and again, it's going to be caught by Lennox Brown, and he's right at the first down marker, and they're going to say move him.
The other thing about these quick passes that we're seeing out of Zach Chevalier is that it's not allowing the Raven rush guys to get into the backfield and get any pressure on them. Neither team has recorded a sack so far in this ballgame. The Raven defensive line needs to understand that, and they need to just stop and try to start getting some hands in the air and into those passing lanes.
We're going to have 1,000-plus yards of offense in this game tonight combined. First and 10 at the 42 in Raven territory. QB drops back deep, gets a pass away. He's got room at the 40, 35, 30. Cuts to the middle, breaks a tackle, breaks another, 25. Down to the 20-yard line he goes. Nice run after the catch. You know that's Lennox Brown. He's starting to feel it.
We're going to have two players down, one for either team over there on the far side. So the official is going to stop play for just a moment at the 4:49 mark of the ball game. An offensive lineman then has popped to his feet for Morningside, and that's going to be your right tackle out there. And for the Ravens, got a player just a little slower to his feet.
Let's look at this Morningside front line. I thought they've been doing a pretty good job. You got the guy who you just talked about. That's Dan George, 6'4", 270. He's a freshman. The guard, 6'2", 270. He's a junior. The center, 6'2", 300. Is a junior. The other guard, who I think has been the best lineman today, is Brody Currer, 6'3", 290, a freshman. The only senior on the front is the left tackle, Aiden Queen, out of Fremont. He's a big guy, 6'4", 270. So this is a young and talented offensive line for Morningside. Let's be honest, it all starts with the offensive line.
Yeah, your offensive line is going to be, you know, your tone setters for the team. You know, and for Benedict, and you start looking at that offensive line, they're big and they're the very important part, and none of them are really upperclassmen. Is Harrison Smith, a 6'7", 245 sophomore. Jacoby Hinton, 6'2", 280. He's a junior. You got Beckham at 6'2", 270. He's a junior. Trace Madrid at your right guard, 6'3", 285, a junior. And Brenton Smith at 6'4", 285. He's a sophomore. I mean, both these teams, and quite honestly, when you start looking up and down the top 25 and you start finding teams that are good, yeah, they're going to have playmakers. Most of those teams that are going to make deep runs in the playoffs, it's all about their offensive line.
Raven player has come to his feet.
Is that right?
Yes.
So,
but he gets off the field under his own power, and yeah, looks like he's doing okay over there. I'm sure they'll give him some very very close looking at, some quick attention. Look at this receiver over here on the near side, completely uncovered. Now, Ravens are going to step over in front of him. And with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the ball game, Morningside trailing by 3, but they've got the ball. They got the momentum. They've got it at the Raven 20. QB will lob it over to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 20, spinning down to the 18-yard line. Short, short gain down there for Jalen Birch.
For the Ravens, getting over there, making that tackle. Oh, it is going to be 34. It's going to be Dylan Witherspoon.
Gain of a couple of yards or so. Make it 3. Call it the 19-yard line. We're to 2nd down and 7. Clock rolling along. We're down to 4 minutes to play in the game. Ravens up 3. Moshe will come over to the right side. Running back will leave the backfield. QB's alone back here. And again, no pressure. Here's a pass right side. It's going to be caught and going into the end zone. No. Down to the 1. Nice job of stepping inside the defense. Zach Norton makes the catch. Could not quite lunge all the way into the end zone. It's first and goal a yard away.
If you're Morningside, maybe you start getting a little patient right here. You got 3.5 minutes. They're going to quickly run up over the football and try to punch this one in.
And they do. Driving into the end zone. Touchdown. It is Ryan Cole going in for the score. That will be his 2nd TD of the game. And Morningside has, for the first time today, taken a lead with 3:31 to play. They go up 44-41. Quickly, Morningside running Luke Myers, another redshirt freshman, offensive lineman, 275-pounder, in for this PAT effort. Going to be set sail. It is on its way. It is up. It is good. And Morningside is in front by 4. Timeout. 3:31 to go. The weight falls on the shoulders of the Benedictine offense. It is Morningside 45, Benedictine 41.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back to Sioux City, Iowa, where this one is going to come down to the wire. 3 minutes and 31 seconds of play. 45-41 Morningside is with that just scored touchdown. The Mustangs have taken their first lead today. And Gus, how good is this finish going to be?
Morningside has scored 4 touchdowns in their 5 second half possession. So, yeah, we're set up for a fantastic finish here in Sioux City.
Here's the kick. It is going to be taken by the Ravens at the 5. To the 20, 25. Markers are down as they go upfield to the 50, down the middle to the 40, outside to the 35, and down to 30. It's all coming back.
Yeah.
That reminds me of kind of the Grayson return. It was a great return by Jay Sean Todd. Did a fantastic job of weaving his way through would-be tacklers, but it doesn't matter. It's coming back.
No.
What?
The Ravens are running down the field like this is not
what?
Coming back. Joel looks out there, smiles, claps at the official, and they're racing to the other end.
What a return by Benedictine. And what a great job by Jay Sean.
Personal foul, hands to the face against Morningside on the return. Well, here's what happened. The flag came in right where Jay Sean was like trying to turn a corner at the 18-yard line. You expected that was probably that holding that we saw at Graceland last year. So you don't get totally excited. The Phantom. You don't get overly excited. Next thing you know, you're going to tack that on to the end of the run, which ended around the 30. So you're going to mark this thing down to the 15. They're going to actually spot it back to the 16. That'll be 1st and 10 for the Ravens at the Morningside 16 with 3:18 left in this contest.
So the Raven offense, here's the thing. You want to win a game, you have the ability to do it. You've got the ball. You've got the opportunity. You've got great field position. 16-yard line. QB passes left. and a bad pass is going to be incomplete with a wide open receiver at the 10-yard line who could have gotten this thing probably down to the 5. It'll go incomplete second down.
Yeah, Lagafuyana's got to make that catch right there. Hits both hands, and it's going to fall incomplete. And he looks back at Jackson, and Jackson says, hey, wasn't a great throw, but I got it to you. And it's going to be an incomplete pass, stop the clock with 3:15.
Is that largely like a
like
baseball game?
Yeah.
You touch it with the glove, it's probably an error. You should have handled that play.
Yeah. And that one, he didn't even have to go down too far to make it. I mean, that was just a miss right there by Joseph.
Zimmerman comes into the game. Wide to the right side is going to go Gathright. Zimmerman throws his arms out. The Ravens are confused, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. Zimmerman, Lagafuyana, Tyler Watson, all on the left side. Well, hang on to it, I think, for just a second. On the right side, BC had Gathright, and suddenly they all look at the BC sideline, arms thrown out in confusion. The good news was Coach Osborne had the presence to say, okay, let's get this right.
So if you remember back in the third quarter, the Ravens called the timeout,
yes,
going here to the left. They
yep.
were probably about the same position on the field, right around the 15-yard line-ish. And that's where they burned their first timeout. They were having all kinds of problems motioning guys back and forth. Kind of the same setup here going to this end zone to our right. And for the Ravens, it's been really communication has been the issue in this ball game. And right now, they are going to utilize their second timeout. So they have one timeout left. Now, we do have the built-in timeout at 2 minutes. But for Morningside, they have all three timeouts remaining here.
Okay, and if you're Benedict, and you've seen them as much as I have now this year, okay, not even a full game, what's your best thing? What do you do best? Because that's what you want to do here, right?
Get the ball to Jayshon.
Okay, let's see how that works. Zim goes over to the right side. Motion will come to the right side. That is Jayshon. They hand it to Jayshon. Now they're going to reverse it. Gathright spreads the field. He's not going to get to the edge. Gets bumped down to the line of scrimmage. Runs about 50 yards. Picks up less than one. It will bring up a third down.
That was the same play that they were trying to run early in the half when they fumbled it on their second possession.
Yes.
And got a little too cute. Again, you wasted second down with that play because look at the lineup for Morningside. Their defense is set up playing close to the football. Now they're going to walk their safeties back a little bit, but they've kept the entire 11 players within a 10-yard radius. Now they're going to back them up right at the C. They're all inside of 10 yards.
And again, Benedict has got to score a touchdown. Field goals do him no good. Here's a lob into the end zone. He's got his man, Miss Joseph. Incomplete.
Joseph that time just goes up and alligatored it in the back corner of the end zone. And so for the Ravens, they had Tanner wide open on the backside corner. And for Benedictine, you've got to stop and think about what you're going to do here. You have to go for it because a field goal doesn't give you enough time with only one timeout.
No. You've got to get the first down. You've got plenty of time to get a first down.
Wow. The Ravens are going to take Jayshon Todd out for this fourth down call. They're going to be out there with Cameron Dover and Jacob Gathright as your pass catchers.
Let's see what they do. It is fourth down and 10 at the 16. QB's back. The blitz is on. The throw to the end zone for Gathright. Does he catch it? No, it's incomplete in the corner. He had come down and looked like maybe with the ball, and then now there's penalty markers late, and there's going to be another penalty against the home team.
Oh. So for the Ravens in the second half, okay, let's just go back to the first quarter. Do you realize that the Ravens scored their last offensive touchdown with the first play of the second quarter? Then they've gone missed field goal, punt, punt, half, punt, fumble, field goal, field goal. So, again, haven't scored a touchdown an offensive touchdown since the 14:51 mark of the second quarter. So, the unsportsmanlike conduct against Morningside, should back this up inside the 10 to maybe the 6-ish, 5, yeah, the 5. But not a big deal for Morningside. 2:18 left. Now, the 2-minute timeout actually could come back to bite you a little bit because you built Benedictine in maybe one more timeout.
Yeah. And so for the Ravens, right, you quickly take a timeout after this first play.
Right.
And then you let the 2 minutes take a timeout. You have theoretically a chance to get the ball back. you know, maybe it's a 50 with no time left, with no timeouts left. Okay, here we go. 45-41, Mustangs in front. They need a first down to win this game.
Now the official is going to slide the ball all the way back out to the 8-yard line.
So, now they've got it at the 8, so it's first and 10. Handoff tailback, going to be dropped at the 5. We're going to lose about 3, and the Ravens are going to burn that first timeout. This is where those two timeouts a little while ago would really come in kind of nice. So Benedict will use its final timeout at 2:13.
Dylan Witherspoon makes a stop on the play right there for the Ravens.
Are you surprised by the call right there for Morningside?
To run the ball?
Just straight in the middle like that and hand off that deep?
Not really. I mean, you're feeling like your offensive line has played really good, especially in this second half. So
I'm just surprised they didn't try to get outside and get a first down.
Yeah, I think you're going to start. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if they throw it right here. I wouldn't, but that little pass over the middle has worked like a run for him today because it's been a very high percentage pass. Chevalier, you look at him and you're like, hey, he's 31 of 51, but all of his yards have come over the middle on that little quick pass, and the ones that he doesn't complete or gets intercepted are the ones where he's trying to push the ball down the field a little more. I expect it to be somewhere around your pass out into the flat to your running back, that Jalen Birch, and he's not even going to be on the field right now. So, again, look like they'll probably just run it one more time.
2 minutes and 13 seconds left. 45-41, Mustangs in front. These teams have played 3 times in their histories. Morningside has taken the first 2. Here's this run right into the middle. No gain on the play. It will bring up a 3rd down and take us down to the 2-minute warning. We're going to take a break. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. The score here in Sioux City, Iowa. Mustangs 45, Ravens 41.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Well, the teams huddle up around their respective coaches with 2 minutes to play. So, Gus, in its inaugural game for us, the 2-minute warning is really an impactful rule change. I mean, this is big.
Yeah, it's huge, right?
Really big.
Because, I mean, without the 2-minute warning, Benedictum would have had 20
seconds.
We're down
to a minute 20.
Well, because you're going to take 2 plays, 80 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And so 80 of 120 gives you, right, 40 seconds left?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, here we go. It's going to be the huge 3rd and 13
at their own 5-yard line. And now they're going to go from their typical shotgun. They're going to head up to the running back, and he's going to be down at the 1-yard line. Now, you've got yourself in a position where your punter is only going to be 11 yards deep. And with a minute 49, or do you take a safety?
Can't take safety. Not when Benedictine is a kicker that can kick from that, no.
Okay. I'm just throwing
yeah,
out the options.
I get it. Right now.
I'm throwing out the options.
I know. You got to be very careful punting out of your own end zone. And for Morningside, they have not punted since the first possession of the second quarter.
Jay Sean is going to be at the Morningside 40-yard line waiting to field the punt. Kicker's heels are right at the very back of the end zone. 3, 2, 1, they're going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. Joseph, this Morningside is going to take the timeout to make sure that they've got everybody where they want, everything the way it is, and so that they could take off the maximum amount of time. We have 1 minute 16. By the way, minute 16, forever. That is a lot of time.
Yeah, but you got a minute 16. You don't have any timeouts left. Now, the advantage the Benedictine's going to have here is that Morningside, how big is that 15-yard penalty after the turnover?
Oh, it's huge.
Right? I mean, that might be a difference maker right now, that this thing's backed up to the 2-yard line.
Man, for Benedictine, you got to figure that even a great punt puts the ball out to the 45, right, 50-yard line. Their punter, Trevor Paulson, last year only averaged 32.4 yards a punt. So a 32-yard punt on the 2-yard line puts you at the 34. So for Benedictine, they're looking at what could be a big play right here.
Morningside, 514 yards of offense tonight. Benedictine with 460. We are knocking on the door of a 1,000-yard football game, and it is not over. And here we go. Punter again, all the way to the very back edge of the end zone. Ravens have 10 guys on the line. Jayshon Todd at the 40. The kick is away. It is high. Jayshon backs up, takes it at the 46. Looks into the middle. Goes to the 40. Jayshon, 35. Jayshon to the 30. Pulled down at the 29-yard line. A great return by Jayshon. And Benedictine, with 1:03 and no timeouts remaining, trails by 4. It's as simple as this. You got to score a touchdown.
And we're under 2 minutes, so the clock will stop on first downs just to reset the sticks. So, again, every 10 yards, you're going to get a brief timeout.
And that's a new rule from last year.
Which turns out to be a big deal.
Here come the Ravens. I'm going to trade you out here right at the end. Jackson Doodley, your quarterback. Snap back. Looks right. Throws deep. They're wanting it all at once. It's caught at the end zone. Is it in there? Is he caught a touchdown, Ravens? Touchdown, Jacob Gathright.
They had that play on the fourth down just before that. This time, they did the same thing. Throw it out there in double coverage. Jacob Gathright goes up, steals it away from two defenders. The Ravens take a 2-point lead with 55 seconds left in the ballgame. Now, Morningside still has 2 timeouts and a great field goal kicker. This PAT is huge for the Ravens.
And you got to understand, that's the same play that they ran for Joseph the last play.
Yeah.
The one exactly the same play.
Yep.
Here we go, looking for the PAT. Harry Bulkey. It'll be held by Jackson. This is not automatic. It is down. It is up. It's right there. It's good. We got a timeout on the field. We're taking a break, Joseph. 55 seconds ago, and the Ravens have come back from behind to take a lead. Benedictine 48, Mustang 45.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John. Download our app, earn free food.
For the Mustang fans, elated seconds ago, deflated as we speak, now the Morningside offense, which we just mentioned a moment ago, has rolled up over 500 yards today, and we are now over 1,000 total yards between these two teams. They've got to make one more drive. 2 timeouts left for the Mustangs, and Benedictine's going to be set to kick it away. Return duo at the 5. Early kicks in this game have been non-returnable. It's Cullen Bruner who does the kickoff work for BC, and he'll boot this one short. It is going to be caught, fair caught. That's a part play at the 11-yard line by Drew Sellin.
Sellin decided to go ahead and call for the fair catch. You're going to bring the ball out to the 25-yard line, and no time comes off the clock. So, to reset it, 55 seconds left here in... Here you go. 55 seconds left here in the ball game. Or
are you going to say regulation?
I'm going to say ball game.
Okay.
But Morningside does have 2 timeouts left, and we talked about it a moment ago. The clock will stop momentarily for first down. Now, at home, seems like that clock sometimes stops a little longer than momentarily.
Are you more concerned about Jalen Burch or Lennox Brown?
Lennox Brown.
Okay.
And if I'm Morningside right here, I uncork one to Lennox pretty quickly.
First down play. Quarterback is back. Fires one over the middle. It hits the ground and incomplete. It was just short hopped to Lennox Brown. Lennox probably was lucky and probably maybe even considered not catching that, just stopping the clock, because he was going to have to fall to the ground when he made that catch. So
now the Ravens have a player that's, again, getting some cramps worked out on the field.
Trainers are out there taking a look at him. Not the first time we have seen this issue. Are they going to hydrate, let the teams with a little hydration, or are they just going to attend to the one lone player? What this is doing is allowing the offense for Morningside to come over and huddle around their offensive coordinator, Jay Schulte.
But can I tell you, as a player, I hate this, especially if I'm quarterback Zach Chevalier. You know why? This is more time to just sit around and think about how big this moment is. You sometimes work better when you're just going and going and going, and then you look at the clock and you say, oh, wow, this game's close.
Don't think about this too much.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
Right. And Chevalier comes up a little short on his first pass right there. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10. The Ravens were dropping back deep. They were not going to allow the deep pass to beat them on this play.
50 seconds to go. Benedictine by 3. At their own 25-yard line, it's a 2nd down 10. Mustangs. 5 in a pattern. QB back to throw again. Looking left. He just lobbing one. Downfield. He's got his man and overshoots him. Incomplete. Had he thrown a better pass, Jalen Burch is going to pick up some serious acreage.
Yeah. That time Burch working against Jackson Hoskins. And Hoskins was a guy early on in the ballgame we saw dealing with cramps. You look over on the far side. Kyle Rowland is over here. Really struggling with him. Now he's going to kind of hobble off of the field. The Ravens are going to bring in Trey Williams. Williams, really good cornerback over there, 6 foot, 160-pound sophomore, had an interception last season for the Ravens.
Obviously, 4-down territory here for Morningside.
No, I think you should punt it.
Yeah, I know you do. Here's the snap back. 3rd down 10. QB throws short. He's got his man. He's going to get a 1st down, 35, and runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Picks up that crucial 1st down, and again, he's able to outrun a guy who I don't think's right. I mean, I think that he's having leg trouble, and he just out-hoofed him.
Yeah, he was cramping up early in the ball game, and now he's saying, man, I can't even get back to my side of the field. So he's going to stay on that side and send Trey Williams over to the other side.
We're down to 37 seconds to go in the game. That's a lot of time. You throw these balls, you know, those plays are taking, what, 4 or 5 seconds tops.
Wilkie, the kicker for Morningside, good from about 40 is his long.
37 seconds ago, quarterback's back looking left this time. Has his man. It's going to be caught inside the 40, or across the 45, and the clock is running. He stays in bounds and is short of the 1st down.
They're going to say he reached the ball out of play. I thought he was still in bounds, and the official's going to go ahead and kill it over here on the near sideline. 31 seconds remaining. Isaac Anderson going to check out. Back into the ballgame, Tim Glazer along the front line. You're also going to have Kevin Harris.
What a great game to begin the 24 football season. Lennox Brown is going to go motion to the right side, fill in the slot. Ravens are communicating. Who are they going to get to cover him? Quarterback is back. Lennox is wide open, and they throw it over his head and incomplete. There was no one within 8 yards of Lennox Brown. How do you let him go? 25 seconds to play. That play takes 6 seconds off the clock. Hope you're enjoying the excitement here on KAIR-FM, Wharton Atchison. 3rd down 3 at their own 46-yard line for Morningside. They have, what, 2 timeouts left.
And so right here is not a bad place to run the football and pick up the 1st down because you do have the timeout.
25 seconds left. They trail by 3, but the quarterback is going to throw. He's back, and he's pumped once. Now he pulls it down. He's throwing deep. He's got his man over the shoulder. Caught at the 20. Down at the 10-yard line. What a throw and catch by Zach Norton. The crowd here in Sioux City erupts. They have a chance. Now they're running down, begging for the timeout and get it with 18 seconds.
So they're going to call the timeout with 18 seconds, and Chevalier let loose with just a rocket on that play. He had big Kevin Harris bearing down on him. Never saw the end of that pass. He just chucked it deep, hoped his guy could run underneath it. He does. The ball is at the 10-yard line, 18 seconds, 1 timeout. Also, Morningside's not going to get the luxury of a clock stoppage anymore on a first down because it's first and goal from the 10. So, you have to be very careful with how you do this because that one timeout has to be used to kick your field goal.
No question about it. And if you're Benedictine, you can't let them score here a touchdown.
Right.
Now you're hoping for an OT. I mean, that's all you can hope for. Joseph, you may be a little late getting home tonight.
So for Morningside, you can run two plays, two pass plays.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You can run two pass plays and kick.
Yes. I mean, and that's where I'm at. Like you're going to pass the ball twice,
and
then you're going to probably look for your field goal here. The 14th possession of the night for Morningside. The last four touchdowns. They have scored on almost every possession here in the second half. And
they've only not scored on the first possession of the second half. Every other second half possession, touchdown. And they are threatening again at the 10-yard line. 48-45 Benedictine. The emotion has just been racing from sideline to sideline as this game has worn on. Quarterback Chevalier looks left, throws left, has his man caught at the 10, runs to the near sideline, out of bounds at the maybe 7 or 8. So they get it to Lennox Brown, of course, who gets out of bounds, takes it down to 13 seconds. So how many seconds did that play take? Like 3?
Five.
Okay.
Now, the officials have an issue over here. See all the Morningside, like, fans on the sideline?
Those are probably recruits. Guys in Morningside t-shirts and shorts.
But now we've got a player down, I think, on this near sideline. And so, again, trying to take control of the sidelines a little better.
Yes.
So, for Morningside, they're going to have the ball at the 6-yard line with 13 seconds left.
Now, the assistant coaches, a couple of the players are trying to move those young folks back. And I'm not sure. I'm trying to see what the issue is or with whom.
You got a Raven down here on the near side.
Okay.
Kind of cramping up again.
Oh, my goodness. I know somebody who's going to be working on that next week, fixing that. 13 seconds to go in the ball game, and it's a 3-point contest, 48-45. Next week, Thursday night, Sports Look. Friday night, Atchison Phoenix football. Okay, they're going to start the season. We will be with them. They will have Ottawa at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We'll be there. And then next Saturday, Benedictine's home opener. The Statesman coming in. Right now, the matter at hand is seeing which of these teams is going to get to 1-0. It is second and goal. They're going to call this the 6-yard line. Morningside down 3. Quarterback is back. Look at into the end zone. He's got his man. It's knocked away in the back of the end zone out of his hands. What a great defensive play by Dylan Witherspoon.
So with the incomplete pass, you've got 9 seconds left. You've got time to run this third down play. And honestly, you can run now whatever you want. You've got one timeout
left. You can
run it. This is the final play before the field goal.
Yes. So you can run this if you wish. You could throw it.
If you've got something tricky, this is not a terrible time.
We saw the tricky play a little while ago, if you'll remember.
Yeah, exactly, on the 2-point.
And you've got right now, you've got Chevalier talking with Lennox Brown. They're huddled up. And Lennox is in the backfield with him? No. Lennox has moved to the left. Quarterback is back. Looking Lennox. Throwing Lennox. And he's going to catch it short.
He's short. And
he's the one.
And that time, Isaac Anderson in the backfield, able to force the pass a little quicker than he wanted, is now fourth and goal at the 1. Morningside's going to go for this. And Lennox is saying, I want it.
So, with 4 seconds left, they're going to leave the offense out there?
Yep. You got a first and goal, nose to the 1. The last time you were here, 2 times you've been here, Lennox has pounded the ball in. I expect Lennox Brown to quarterback this play and try to end this game.
Well, he's in the backfield, and he's going to take this snap. Again, he did this. You called it, Gus. He took it and just ran straight ahead. Can the Ravens stop him?
Timeout. More.
going inside.
Well, now they've used their final timeout. I didn't know they'd gotten it off before that ball got snapped. Lennox Brown, the kind of do-it-everything guy for this team, has been taking that direct snap on those plays. And we saw him earlier in the game just take it and run straight ahead and just kind of run into and ride the wave of the line and surge across the goal line. It will be the last play of the game.
Yeah, I would not have taken that timeout. I just think you were moving the ball, you were feeling good. Don't give the Ravens a chance to get a little water, get stretched out, and get maybe the personnel they want in there right now. And for Benedictine, the guy you got to think of right here has got to be big number 90, right? Isaac Anderson. He was the guy who got back there a couple times on that last possession. This possession, he's been right in the quarterback's grill a couple times, forced that pass maybe a little quicker to Lennox Brown right there. Now, Morningside turns around, and they got three kickers standing there, and coach says, go somewhere else.
Sit down, man.
we're going to go ahead and diagram this play up and leave the offense out there.
48-45.
Chevalier is going to line up as a wide receiver to the left. Lennox Brown is going to be their quarterback.
He's going to take the direct snap. Running back Ryan Cool is going to be his left side. He's going to be his lead blocker. Here we go from the 1 yard line. Motion. He's got the ball. He dives from the end zone. The Ravens stopped him. The Ravens have held him up. He is not in. He is short. The Ravens defense is held. And Morningside has failed on the fourth down effort. Ravens win. Final score tonight in Sioux City, Iowa, as they continue to unstack them at the goal line. Benedictine 48, Morningside 45. We'll be back right after this.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
A lot of firsts happening here tonight in Sioux City, Iowa. First game of the 2024 football season. First trip for Benedictine to play at Morningside in Sioux City, Iowa. First win of 2024. And the first win by Benedictine over a Morningside team in 3 times, having played them in the national championship in 2018, having played them in the season opener last year in Atchison. And now, in their third meeting, the Ravens come up with their first win. And Gus, if games get any more exciting, and if they come down any closer to the end than this, and I'm really not sure just how you're going to make that happen.
Wow. So Morningside decided, and I don't have a problem with the play call, right? Like, they had it right there at the 1 yard line. They had Lennox Brown, who's already scored 2 touchdowns today. Here we go. He'd already scored 2 touchdowns today. He had been unstoppable force. He's probably your best quarterback going forward. Like, that might be something that if you're Morningside, you start to think about as the season progresses. But the Raven defense,
You talk about the day they had, and you're going to look at the scoreboard and you're going to say, well, but they gave up 45 points. They gave up 588 yards of total offense. You know what else they did? They took the ball away three times today. They scored you two touchdowns, and they came up with a huge stop at the end of the ball game. You go back to the Ravens and you look at their last offensive possession. How crazy was that? Jackson Dooley to Jacob Gathright, 29-yard touchdown pass. I mean, that was huge. And if you're Morningside, the other thing you're going to walk away from today's game and be really upset with, five penalties, 68 yards, two of those were unsportsmanlike conduct penalties that really came back just to bite you when this thing was all said and done.
For Benedictine, Gus, it wasn't all roses. I mean, you started off, man, you came out of a block some kind of gangbusters, got the big lead. The defense did some fabulous things. Two pick sixes. I mean, there were so many guys who contributed to the win in this game. You can't point to just one. I'd love to be able to go up there and say, you know, how about Isaac and the guys in the front of that defense on that very last play? Was it huge? Was it pivotal? Absolutely. Was it the only great play of the night? Not even close. There were so many big plays and huge contributions by – thank you very much. Huge contributions by a lot of guys who are involved in this season-starting win here tonight.
Yeah, so, again, how good of a feeling is it to start the season out 1-0?
It's one that we didn't have last year, and I like it.
It's a good place to be right now. Take a look at the numbers tonight for the Ravens. 12 of 26 was Jackson Dooley for 244, two touchdowns, no interceptions tonight. Dalton Witherspoon, 19 carries for 96 yards. Xavier Ugorji, 7 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. Jay Sean, 4 carries, 56 yards and a rushing touchdown. Benedictine only had two guys that caught multiple passes tonight. Caught multiple passes tonight. How about Jacob Gathright, 3 for 86 and 2 touchdowns. 3 catches for Jacob Gathright, 2 of those going for touchdowns, an average of 28.7. Tanner Zimmerman, 2 catches, 55 yards. And then you had Tyler Watson, 1 for 33, Ugorji, 1 for 19. So for the Ravens, again, a nice night for them. And Jayshon Todd, how about him? Only one catch tonight for 30 yards.
Going to be a lot of heroes. There's going to be a lot of review of the film. They're going to be looking at all this stuff over the course of the week. Bottom line is, it's a 1-0, and it's huge for the Ravens. They knew, you know, last year, you cannot lose three games. You lose game one of the season, probably put you behind the eight ball a little bit. And so BC has cleared that hurdle. Doesn't get any easier. You're going to have a good team coming in, and we're going to be with them up at the Wilcox Stadium. We would encourage you to come up and be with us all next Saturday at 1.
Yeah, you talk about a William Penn team who last year we went to Penn, and was that 7-0 game where Benedictine came away with? It was a one-score type game. And so they're playing – they played you tight last year. They're playing really good. They beat William Woods pretty handily a couple nights ago, and so they'll be a team that you can't overlook trying to look forward at that Grandview game.
Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Many, many thanks, and a tip of the hat to our studio engineer and producer, Joseph, back there taking care of us. Joseph, we appreciate you very much. Again, final score here tonight in Sioux City, Iowa, the Benedictine Ravens, 48. Morningside, 45. And until we greet you next time, for Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.